not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not malicious.
I have taken on the very people that, in fact, we're worried about. I've taken on the Castros of the world. I've taken on the Putins of the world. I've taken on all these dictators. I haven't cozied up to them.
As the election approaches the final stretch, the Democrats' campaign of blatant lies ignites like the American cities their supporters left smoldering in the wake of BLM's Marxist campaign.
They're stoking fears about black and brown Americans, lying about how minorities will destroy the suburbs.
Ain't nothing left here, so when we start coming to the suburbs, when we come to the government center, then what y'all gonna do? You see what I'm saying? So, hey, that's just what's gonna happen, you know?
And they're pinning it all on what's been an overwhelmingly peaceful movement for racial solidarity. It's true. Research backs it up. Only a tiny fraction of demonstrations have had any violence at all.
Respectfully, the First Lady lied in that video because the protest, everyone in this country can see the chaos and the burning in these democratic cities. She lives in a very wealthy area.
Meanwhile, the far left's Marxist cockroach nests are flagrantly strengthening their seceding communist city states.
Your right to seek the nation fills me with a fire, comrades. I will tell you what, Wheeler. You are a capitalist, a treasurer, a statist, a tyrant. You are nothing to me. You are just scum. You are laying the seeds for an insurrection on the record, Jeff Singer. It is not a threat. It is a fact, and it's a fact.
Gateway Pundit reported, you know you're in Portland when the current mayor, who has chased out countless businesses and allowed Antifa and BLM terrorists to destroy the city on a nightly basis for over 4 months straight, is somehow not far enough to the left to appease the voter base. National laughingstock Ted Wheeler is now trailing in the polls for his reelection, but not against a candidate that promises to crack down on the rioters, promote businesses, and actually fix the roads. No, of course not. He's losing to a candidate that's even further to the left than he is. Plucky upstart Sarah Iannarone, who is best known for declaring I am Antifa, now picks up 41% of the vote to Wheeler's 30%.
We have people looking at the graffiti on that courthouse and calling it violence, calling us violent anarchists for essentially what some people have done is spray paint on a building.
The CIA's Mockingbird media operation was revealed in 1975 by the Church Committee.
Most of the senators now agree with Chairman Frank Church that the CIA has indeed been a rogue elephant out of control.
45 years later, it is at the very least an open conspiracy.
The president, in that Sunset Boulevard gesture, whipped his mask off in front of the American people on the nightly news last night. So, as a doctor whose job it is, you know, take it off. Please, don't even put it on the screen. Please take it off. Because that's going to kill people.
What Trump hoped to hide during his American Mussolini balcony stunt was that he was clearly having trouble breathing.
A lot of people get riled up and offended that you're comparing the caste system here to Nazi Germany. Yet we discover that we were the template for Nazi Germany.
Mockingbird is now being weaponized as the military will now go to war with free speech. As Defense One reports, Air Force U.S. Special Operations Command fund year-long effort to train a neural net to rank credibility and sort news from misinformation. Primer, a company that on Thursday announced a small business innovation research contract to develop software over the next year to help analysts better and much more quickly survey the information landscape and hopefully detect false narratives that show up in the public space. Primer's neural network technology can scan large amounts of text and extract themes and other information based on the frequency and prominence of words and phrases. If you were unaware that we were in an info war before, you most certainly have to understand that we are literally in an info war now. John Bound reporting.
Perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19 which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre. It's Thursday, October 8th. The year is 2020.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the United Nations is openly announcing a desire to oversee our elections and is openly discussing putting peacekeeping forces on the streets of the United States. The United Nations is openly declaring war on our country's very existence. Here's the headline of the New York Times. America may need intervention, international intervention. Even Democrats may find it hard to imagine, but the leader of the free world would benefit from United Nations oversight. That means governance, oversight in the thesaurus. It also means governance or rule or control or regulation. Look up oversight in the thesaurus. But they need a cover. And the New York Times says it's race war, which they're preparing to trigger, which the communist Chinese that own Hollywood have been greedily financing and openly rebuking the U.S. yesterday at the U.N., saying we deserve to be broken up and the country doesn't deserve to exist. After all, Antifa is a Maoist organization. No borders, no walls. No USA at all.
What's wrong? You don't have any black friends? Do you want everyone to think that you're an ally and not a racist? Well, now's your chance to get woke with Black Lives Matter. And we've made it easy in this all-new, sensational, step-by-step instructional video. Here's what you'll learn. How to block traffic. How to pull down racist statues. How to burn the American flag, harass diners, how to make a Molotov cocktail, how to regurgitate CNN talking points. Learn how to instantly spot a Nazi or white supremacist. And of course, we'll teach you the best ways to loot and riot. Plus, learn the basics of identity politics. Learn how to play the race card. Learn how to pull BS statistics straight out of your ass.
93% of the protests are peaceful.
Learn how to put the names of criminal thugs on football helmets. And check out our special bonus feature, how to fake a hate crime, with your woke instructors, Bubba Wallace and Jesse Smollett.
What happens if I get caught looting
or destroying property?
Yeah, what happens if they catch me burning this building down?
No problem. We've got Soros operatives ready to bail you out and set you free. All charges dropped.
That means we can keep rioting over and over again. No worries.
No consequences.
No sh**. Just make sure you check out our GPS map included in this video for a complete list of all the Democrat-controlled cities where total anarchy is not only considered peaceful protest, it's also encouraged. So get woke with Black Lives Matter.
The building just exploded! Oh my God!
Woo! Burn that motherfucker down! But wait, there's more. If you act now, we'll throw in this free CD collection of BLM's greatest hits. Sing along with all the woke BLM chants like oink, oink, bang, bang.
Oink, oink, bang, bang, oink, oink, bang, bang.
No borders, no wall, no USA at all.
No borders, no walls, no USA at all.
Hey man, is that Black Lives Matter?
Hell yeah!
We'll turn it up!
Pigs in of blankets. Fry them like bacon.
Pigs in a blanket. Fry them like bacon.
In their brand new hit single, Your Jesus. You know the words. Sing along. So order your copy today and get woke with Black Lives Matter. Now accepting EBT cards. Order before November 3rd and get this free up t-shirt for toddlers. Get woke with Black Lives Matter.
Well, that is a powerful new piece of reality-based satire at man.video and 2020electioncenter.com. Get woke and, well, support Black Lives Matter. The video's up there. Get woke with Black Lives Matter. 3-minute piece that is very, very informative. We have Larry Pinkney, one of the founders of the original Black Panther Party, who is incredibly smart and eloquent and probably the best person out there to really expose what's happening. He's been in this fight 50-plus years. He'll be co-hosting with yours truly in the fourth hour today. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We are well into the 40-hour emergency Save America, Stop the Dictator, Bill Gates special transmission. And, of course, we just kicked off my regular weekday show that starts at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Okay. In fact, I want to play a clip of Pinkney. It's so powerful. And then we're going to come back and hit our top story. Obviously, the debate was devastating for Kamala Harris. Even mainstream media is having trouble spinning it. She's a puppet, and she reads talking points, and she can't respond in a three-dimensional way. So Pence wiped the floor with her. But that doesn't matter. She's a puppet of the globalists. So you see her weakness. That doesn't matter. Her weakness is the globalist strength. That's coming up. But our top story is something that broke after I went off air yesterday. I went on with Owen Schroyer and talked about it. I did some more research on this, and we already know what's happening. But the United Nations is officially having one of their operatives, he's worked for the UN or affiliated groups, call for the UN to militarily occupy the United States. That ties into the Strong Cities Initiative and so much more. And they plan to do this during the election. And this is the cover for the UN to actually come in and take control through the non-governmental organizations. Headline, New York Times, front page. America may need international intervention. And it goes on to say Trump must have oversight by the UN. Oversight means governance, control. And they propose it here. And then he proposes programs that have been announced for UN peacekeepers to be brought into the United States under 7277. And that would need to be race riots that are continual and basically bring the country down. So we're going to break all this down on the other side of this quick break. We'll compare the term oversight in the thesaurus for you. And we'll also look at the actual UN plan. You're like, oh, they'll never try that. That'll never happen. It's too bold. I'll explain why it is such a threat, how it is a real threat, how it's a very, very serious threat, and lay it all out. And I'm not going to bore you. I've already played it many times with Loretta Lynch when she was attorney general, saying we'll have the UN run cities and have the UN run our borders. But here is Larry Pinkney explaining what's really happening. We'll be right back.
Right in front of our very eyes, we are seeing the globalist deep state at work. Black Lives Matter and Antifa. What a terrible, terrible blight upon all people. Antifa, which they claim means anti-fascist, is absurd, ludicrous, and totally opposite of what they claim to be. They are not anti-fascist. They are the fascists. Black Lives Matter, it's a ruse, R-U-S-E. If Black Lives Matter, then why don't we do something about what is happening, blacks on black, killing blacks, in places like Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, Washington, D.C. It's an endless list that won't be missed. So the bottom line here is that it's about divide, confusion, chaos, and conquer. What we're watching here is insanity, and particularly the deep state Democrats and their seditious, despicable, lying media are fanning the flames. I urge all of my brothers and sisters, don't go for the ghosts, okay? Don't be duped, hoodwinked, bamboozled, okay? Understand that we are in this struggle as patriots, as U.S. citizens, together. What we have on our side is we have each other. Each other. And that's extremely powerful. And that's something that the media, the deep state, Democrats and the Rhino Republicans, for that matter. They don't want you to know that. They want you to think that you're alone. You're by yourself. You're not alone. You're not by yourself. And there are a lot of people, millions, millions, who are thinking just like you. This is our republic. This is all about fun and games and hurting people and destroying, not building, not serving the people, body and soul, but the exact opposite. So I plead with, implore with, to all my brothers and sisters of all colors, get a grip on reality. Stop this madness. Stop this insanity. And those who won't stop it need to be stopped.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. But most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site. The exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out and says he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has to take an action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah. The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we were given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell, to track everything we do, is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best, and we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, the time has come. The time is now. World government is out in the open. Its stated aim is to carry out depopulation through poisons in the water, poisons in the food, and poisons in the vaccines. And it has already taken over much of the third world and is engaged in massive extermination operations that dwarf what Hitler, Stalin, or Mao were even able to dream of. But it's all here. And now they're setting their eyes on the West as well, because we will not stand up for ourselves. But there have been many people for many decades who are aware of this, who've been quietly warning folks, and in many cases screaming from the rooftops. And so there is a mounting resistance, not just here, but worldwide. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. I cannot stress to the viewers and listeners how precious you are, how incredibly important you are. If it were not for your support, if it were not for InfoWars, we would have been way behind right now and losing. But we're actually turning the tide right now and beginning to win. And the enemy's own internal documents that we've gotten confirm that. They believe they're losing. That's why they're now doing a desperate Operation Barbarossa, or a similar Battle of the Bulge type situation, where Hitler knew he was losing, so did a desperate counteroffensive that ended up hastening the end of the Third Reich. And I would parallel that to World War II right now. Because the same globalist world government ideas that came out of the British Empire that Hitler then competed with are exactly what we're facing today. So let's look at this ultra massive threat and just remember that now that it's all out in the open, the credibility of you and I and all of us that have been telling the truth is paramount. And so we shouldn't be in an apologetic tone when, oh, I know you're busy or I know this sounds crazy, but let me tell you about this. You should be very authoritative and a leader who is there warning people about the sinking ship to get to the lifeboats. And it's all about your authoritativeness and they will listen. Gone are the times of the media laughing at folks that warned of world government and forced inoculations. So we've talked about the axis of power. A big event has taken place as of yesterday afternoon. The axis of power is the global mega banks, all the big robber baron money with client states like communist China leveraging once free nations to deindustrialize us, allied with the EU bureaucracy, allied with the left, allied with Hollywood, allied with radical Islam in their desire to bring down Christendom or the Western Christian ethos and common law, because even from a non-spiritual position, their authoritarian world government cannot compete with open free society. We must fall so the whole world can fall further into the grip of the technocrats and the exterminist operation they wish to carry out. And so we've laid out methodically how communist China, because I would go look at who funded all these TV shows and movies about race riots and evil white people and uprising, kill the white people, and the UN's going to save you and communist China will save the world, and the Washington Post headline, we must crush Trump, Xi Jinping must destroy Trump to save America. You've all seen it, spray painted all over Austin. You know, up with Xi Jinping in China, down with America. This is the real cult of the left. One of my main producers of many years. He works here today, but he's been here 17 years. His sister is an avowed minion of Xi Jinping and praises him and says, down with America. And she used to be completely normal and is well-educated. So this is a real power faction. They're following a Maoist operation. So let's go through the huge news. At the Blue City level and at the state level where Democrats are in control, they have an agreement called UN Mutualization. And they have over 20 things that cities will partner with the UN on. Most cities only partner on one or two things. But some, like Austin, partner on almost all of the issues. New York partners on all of them. Now, here's what they say. This is the Daily Mail today. Chinese state newspaper claims the U.S. is a failed state ruled by a racist president, and as it rips into Donald Trump and says the United States should be dissolved. Now, here's from 5 years ago. Obama administration and U.N. announced global police force to fight extremism in U.S., saying whites are the main problem, must be dealt with. That's the current FBI statement as well. If you think Trump has control of the FBI, think again. At the top of it, Marxist, Leninist, Maoist, 100%. And they say the number one enemy is white people. So the ethos is whites are bad. The UN must come in and oversee a race war that defeats the white people. Can't make that up. And you can go listen, Breitbart, InfoWars, link to hours of her at the UN saying this. I've played it probably 20 times on air. Obama administration and UN announced global police force to fight extremism in the United States. And then it just continues on from there. And here's a list of just some of the cities in the Strong Cities Initiative where the UN actually runs your police department oversight board. Attorney General Loretta E. Lynch announces the launch of the Strong Cities Network of the United Nations General Assembly. You can go watch the videos right there. Now, let's move to our main exhibit now. Just give you a little bit of background. What's currently happening with China saying we shouldn't exist because we're mean to black people when they're the most racist towards blacks in the world. I think it's Chinese folks, but on average, it's incredible. Let's just go ahead and go to this. America may need international intervention. Give me the thesaurus synonym for intervention. It means invasion, action, overtaking, domination. But let's look at this next word. Even Democrats may find it hard to imagine, but the leader of the free world, that's in quotes because we're not really a good country, would benefit from United Nations oversight. Now, Peter Beinart is not from the United States. He's a big UN global government pusher. You can go read his full bio, fawning about him at Wikipedia. But when you read what the word UN oversight means, let's look at the online thesaurus. Control, handling, inspection, maintenance, management, surveillance, administration, charge, custody, direction, keeping, guardianship. You see there? Guardianship, like you're a 90-year-old and your son or daughter has guardianship. So we need UN oversight governance above us. Governance. So we need UN governance. The UN always said we need global governance. And I go, oh, that's government. No, no, governance doesn't mean government. Yes, it does. They play these games. So that's the plan. They plan to have giant race war. They've already lit the fuse on during the contested election. That's their plan. And the UN has all these blue cities that are ready to say they're going to secede during the contested election, and that they will announce that they're having their own inauguration, even if Trump still has his, and the UN will then come in on the side of the secession movement here in the United States. Now, that's what they do all over the world. They go in and break open countries and take control of them. So I know this seems amazing. They're doing it. They've announced it. Will they succeed? I don't know. They're certainly trying. And I've been saying for months and months, the last straw will be when they announce in the New York Times or Atlantic Monthly, that's where they always do their announcements, then it'll be parroted everywhere, which it is, that the UN must come in as the outside arbiter between the Republicans and the Democrats for oversight or governance over our elections, which the UN does in third world countries. So there you go. They're trying to swallow, the boa constrictor is trying to swallow the Republic all in one gulp, the American eagle. The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. But if you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now. For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100+ years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body. The future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thursday, bubble broadcast with 25 days out from the election. Let me tell you about who's coming up today. I'm going to hit really the big news that's coming up and the rest of the news we're going to be breaking down. We have Laura Loomer valiantly running for Congress in Donald Trump's district in Florida. She's got a lot to cover, a lot to break down on the election, on the debate last night. Always popular. Always love having them on. The Hodge twins. Larry Pinkney, who in person is the best speaker I've ever heard. And some of the speeches he gives are the best I've ever heard. But you gotta have dinner with the guy. That's when he really, really turns loose. But you heard me earlier in the hour play 3 minutes of him. That's about his best oratory truth as you're ever going to hear. I'm going to see if I can get him to really turn loose on air, because he's usually pretty deferential when he's giving a speech and doesn't really turn on the high voltage. But I'm going to ask him to give a direct message to the New World Order and a lot more, because he's about the best speaker I've ever heard. So that's coming up. That's why they threw his ass in prison. He's a real political dissident. So he's coming up, and we'll continue with the 40-hour broadcast. And look, I'm not going to complain. I want to thank the listeners for all your support and all you've done. But I just want to explain something here and be very, very crystal clear about this. There isn't an outlet or a place, period, that is as accurate and effective. And I don't say that with pleasure. I get calls by the top talk show host in the country. You name it, the top ones, they all come, I guess, pay their respects or whatever. Because I respect them as well. It's not bragging. And they go, man, we wish we could go as far as you go. We used to think you were nuts. Everything you're saying is coming true. And I say, well, can you go further? And they say, we're trying. But you can name the names. I'm going to leave it at that. I got one of the calls yesterday. Got another call the other day before that. And one of these guys was in town last week. He wanted to hang out. And I said, I'm sorry, I got to work. And it's not about being all Mr. Cool. I just want the audience to understand they don't have platforms that will let them go as far as they can. It's up to us to get the truth out, to make it safe for others to do it. And everyone recognizes that we, and that means you that have supported the show, you that spread word of mouth, you that prayed for us, you that financially supported us, you're just as important as I am. Do you understand that, damn it? That's why when you call up thanking me, it's asinine. All I want to do is fight the New World Order. I'm like a boxer in a boxing match that wants to keep fighting. I can take the head shots, the rib shots to the gut, but I don't have oxygen. You're the oxygen. And when you support me, all of a sudden I'm like 16 again. But the oxygen has dollar signs on it, and it has your word of mouth on it, your prayer. Those three commodities that are all very important, prayer being paramount. And seriously, if all you can do is pray for the show, I want that first and foremost, and I appreciate you. Just keep me in the fight. But listen, we raised $225,000, and most of that's product sales, so we really only raised about $150,000. And I'm not complaining. But when we have shortfalls looking into next year of $1 million, and I'm not complaining, it's all God's will. If you want to see these crew members stay where they are, and you want to see our broadcast stay where they are, and you want to see us with our crew on the ground around the world, and you want to see us cover Bilderberg and Davos, and you want to see all of this continue on, and a lot of stuff behind the scenes that I financed and funded with no strings attached that I've had to stop. I've had in the last year to like pull most of my funding to more than 20 different groups and organizations, just because we don't have the capital to do it. And so we got to keep this core operation going. We've got great products that you need. And Who else is going to expose the UN takeover the way it's actually happening? Every other person's like, the UN will march in with troops. No, they won't. They take your city and your police over and it's done. And they go, yeah, we take orders from the UN just like big tech does. That's it. We're already 90% at the local level in big cities under UN control. 90%. I mean, hell, city of Austin, city of New York takes orders from the United Nations. And they even say they do. Detroit does. LA does. San Francisco does. And it's so horrible. But again, they're going to roll out their agenda of Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. It's going to get hellish. And they know there will be a resistance politically, culturally, economically, physically if need be, that will defeat them because what they're doing is outrageous and horrible and unpopular. It has to operate by stealth and deception and incrementalism. But if we're not on air, when nobody else has got their own platform, everybody else is scared, folks. Glenn Beck was telling the truth. They came after him internally with a bunch of stuff, almost shut him down. They went after everybody else, folks. They were able to shut everyone else up but us. Yeah, Gateway Pundit does a great job, but it's articles, some videos. It's great. I'm glad to see him coming along. But we have a responsibility here, and I'm so thankful to our local stations. I'm so thankful to our local TV stations, and I ask listeners and viewers to support them. I'm very thankful to the folks over at Cloud TV, where we are number one. We have more viewers than all their news channels combined. And everybody got jealous of that, so they took us from the top to down to the bottom. It's okay, though. When you're number one, they got to put you back at the back of the race because you can go to the front again. And I'm not mad about that, but it's just it's in the real world, folks, when you're a visionary and a trailblazer like you are and like I am, they have to hold you back. You don't get the checkered flag. You don't get the champagne. Well, guess what? I didn't come here for a checkered flag or champagne. I want victory for my children and your children, and I'm willing to die for this fight. In fact, if the New World Order could put a gun to my head and pull the trigger, but it defeated them, I'd say pull that trigger. I'd pull it for them. But no. We're going to have to fight for every inch of ground. We're going to have to scrounge for the money. We're going to have to scrounge for every facet. We're going to be discriminated against with our bank accounts and our sponsors and everything we do because we're good people. You're good. And we're not scared of this fight against these devil-worshipping Satanists that are so exposed, because that's the good news. The New World Order is so exposed right now. Their projects are in trouble. Their operations are in trouble. And they are so close to going down, they implemented this martial law, forced inoculation, world government lockdown plan that they're behind schedule on early. Yeah, they're behind schedule, so they're not ready to launch this for another 5-10 years. They launched it early because they're in so much trouble. This is desperation. They're on the ropes, not us. So we got to decide to throw our punches full power politically and know we're going to break their jaw. We're going to break their ribs politically. And you know, when you decide to really hit somebody, hit them politically. I'm talking about turning your will loose on their ass. So call everybody you know. Send this live feed at Infowars.com out to everybody you know. The live feed is at band.video in the Alex Jones section. 2020electioncenter.com is a great link to send out. And go to Infowarsstore.com. Brainforce Plus has been our number one overall bestseller. Doesn't make a lot of money because the price is low. We put a lot of product in it. It's an amazing nootropic. It's the final run ever of Brainforce Plus. We had original Brainforce folks loved. We had Brainforce Plus. Every time you reformulate, got to make it a new name. It'll be till next year. We'll probably get the new product. So if you want to get it, it's 50% off plus free shipping on Brainforce Plus. Ultimate Krill Oil, selling out fast, still 50% off free shipping. Supermel Vitality, selling out, 50% off, still free shipping. Extendowise, final run, 60% off plus free shipping because we can't get some of the ingredients in it with the shutdown. Knockout, great sleep aid, 50% off plus free shipping, unprecedented deal. Turbo Force, the great 10 hours of clean energy, 50% off plus free shipping. All t-shirts, $17.76 plus free shipping. All SRL products, those are so good, so amazing. The separate group we did with the local scientist. Product, 60% off plus free shipping. Check out the SRL products. 8-pack Power Stack, final run ever because we can't get it anymore. Selling out within a matter of days. 8-pack Power Stack, free shipping, and even more deals. InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the Arrest Bill Gates and Fauci shirt.
stand back and stand by.
During our Save America InfoWars Money Bond sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack Power Stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the Answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci, and I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, well, you know, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things, and I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do, and he now says you're going to take the shots. And, of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel. Leave your home until you take all the shots. Dr. Gates, I mean Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. Baby may be much more manageable, just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
2020 electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. And most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned InfoWars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, we knew it was coming. I predicted over and over again the last few months, it's not a hard prediction, that they'd engage in a provocateur setup or a false flag against Democrat Party officials to make them look like victims when they launch incredible tyranny. Deep Stater Governor Whitmer, who sent all those patients with COVID into nursing homes so she'd get a higher death rate, that monster, the woman that has that crazy-looking psycho smile, she supposedly was the victim or the potential victim of a plot
to kidnap her. Oh, that's right. Six people charged with a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Whitmer. The FBI quoted one of the accusers saying, Whitmer has no checks and balances at all. She has uncontrolled power right now. All things must come to an end. Funny, the Supreme Court of the state just ruled that she'd taken all powers, legislative, executive, judicial, under herself and had become a dictator, that the state was under a form of martial law. That was the ruling on Monday. And it's gotten almost no attention, but now the same FBI leadership, still run by the deep state, that says the number one threat is white supremacists, the same FBI that's been caught creating militia groups, winding them up, setting them up. The judges ruled the Hatari militia, it was not planning a takeover years ago. It was all a setup. The FBI informant said, well, what if the UN invades and is arresting everyone and putting us in camps? Well, we'll have to fight then and take the local government back. What if, remember the Hatari militia? The recordings were released. They're driving to the Knob Creek machine gun shootout. And they're asking him, the FBI informant, well, what do we do if the UN takes over and puts everybody in prison camps? Well, we'll have to fight and take back the local government for America. Boom, indicted. Because there's a UN takeover happening. Front page of the New York Times. The UN needs to occupy America. And so the number one sin is talking about you're not going to put up with it. And again, militias are in the Constitution. I think they're good, but especially in Michigan and other areas. They're always getting infiltrated by the feds that tend to lead them to set people up. What are you going to do when they come to take the guns? Well, what are you going to do when Antifa's killing people door to door? Well, I guess nothing. Well, I guess you're not a man. Or somebody says something like, I need some more ammo. Oh, you plan to kill some people. No, I just need some more ammo with everything breaking down. Oh, you're scared. You're scared to stand up? Well, no, I'm willing to kidnap the governor. And then they got you, and it could be the headline, and oh, my gosh, see, the FBI's right. It's white supremacist. Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist, even though he's not. And these guys, and it goes on and on. It has echoes of Ruby Ridge, another setup where they told him, you're going to sell guns for us illegally, and you know you're going to set up these local groups. We're going to put you in prison. And you saw how that ended. So they're trying the exact same playbook yet again, and we've got the criminal complaint. Here, guys, print me that actual complaint up. Thank you. It's linked right here. Criminal complaint outlines Michigan militia group's plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer. And what other false flags are we going to see now? Because this is definitely probably a provocateur to action. But I mean, what do you do? What if the governor said you can never leave your house again? You got to starve to death. Just lay down and die, I guess. Because the power to shut things down is the power to bankrupt. It's the power to kill. What about all the folks committed suicide because of her? What about all the folks that again died because she sent COVID patients there? Well, she's the governor. She's above the law. She's God. And it's all just a bunch of lawyers in the FBI who just want to go have news events and stunts. And of course, this announcement's meant to overshadow. Did we ever follow? Did we ever cover the 11 a.m. National Security press conference on all the spying? Oh, no, sorry. We didn't care about that. We didn't care about the attempt to overthrow the election of the president. And so now here we are, over-the-top bombshell. New York Times calls for UN to occupy the United States of America. You know why they're so upset? It's because Trump is trying to get our troops out of all these illegal wars. He's trying to do his job. And so Communist China comes out and says, oh, it's the United States. It's a racist country. It's a failed state. That's a quote. Doesn't even deserve to exist. We need the UN to go in to the failed state. And then we have Obama 5 years ago setting up the Strong Cities Initiative with the UN with it over the blue cities. There's all the articles on that. You've got ex-CIA insider says China spy recruitment targeting New York City. And of course, they've been caught with the police and military officers and everybody else spying on Americans and spying on other people. Spying on Chinese and Tibetans trying to get out, who's coming to the United States, so they can punish their families. New York PD officer charged with spying for China. But you know, the FBI says it's not China that's the threat. It's the white people. America may need international intervention. Even Democrats may find it hard to imagine, but the leader of the free world would benefit from the United Nations oversight. And again,
What does oversight mean in the thesaurus as a synonym? Control, handling, inspection, maintenance, administration, that means governance, surveillance, management, custody, direction, guard, guardianship. Here, let's click on administration. What does that mean? It means governance. Global governance. And why are they mad? Trump, U.S. troops in Afghanistan should be home by Christmas. Well, we can't have that. Oh, China, North Korea, Cuba, Iran denounce U.S. for systemic racial discrimination at U.N. We're a poor example. We're bad people. Our country is a failed state, and the U.N. needs to come in. And then the New York Times, the day after Communist China officially says that at the U.N., says, yeah, we need the U.N. here. Go read the article. Oh, but the Hatari militia set up, had like 10 members. They were a shooting club. Two of the members were FBI informants. Told how to go in. Took them years to finally, in a truck, drive into a gun shoot. Go, well, if the U.N. takes over and is arresting everybody and putting us in camps, what do we do? I guess we'll have to fight them. Boom, you're arrested. You don't fight the U.N. You don't talk bad about it. You go to jail. And now we've got Governor Whitmer. Put up the ruling, guys. You can pull it up. Just type in Supreme Court rules, Whitmer, COVID restrictions unconstitutional. And I read part of it on air, and it says, this is the most draconian thing in state history. Patently against the Constitution and rule of law. She's transferred all power to herself, legislative, executive, and judicial, and is now operating a form of martial law. But here comes the Federal Bureau of Investigation with the cavalry call over the hill with some militia guys they got in a restaurant sitting back. Yeah, she's gone too far. We ought to grab her. And number one, you don't want to turn an evil person into a victim. The last thing you'd ever want to do would be kidnap a governor that was doing something wrong. You want to expose her. You want to sue her. You want to do like the guy when her husband said, take our boat out. The guy said, nobody else's boat's allowed. He goes, she's the governor. He said, get your boat off my boat property now. You can keep your $200 a month or whatever for your rental. Get your boat off. And then he went to the news. That's when the governor comes to your restaurant, you say, you get your fat, ugly, evil ass out of here. When her kids come around, you say, your mom's a witch. Get away from us. You shun her. You denounce her. You run against her. You don't meet at a restaurant to talk about how you're going to overthrow the governor. Now they've turned the witch. I mean, look at that fake psycho smile of just narcissistic demon possession on her face. Only one person looks close to that evil as a governor, and that's Newsom. I mean, Newsom has that same demon face look that you know you're in trouble when you look at that. And then Stelter. I mean, folks, that's what a devil worshiper looks like. Brian Stelter, Governor Whitmer, Governor Newsom. When you see that jack-o'-lantern smile like Hillary's got, you see that all the time. Like, their face is like, I can't even do it. It's so evil. She's like, always smiling, always in charge, always going to get you. Going to get you. Same little Bill Gates smile he does. We're going to go to break. I'm going to get to some of the huge announcements Trump's made about China, some of the debate highlights. Laura Loomer's joining us, Larry Pinkney, the Hodge twins, and so much more. But you can bet your bottom dollar that this is a false flag set up, bare minimum, provocateur operation by the Federal Bureau of China and all the things they do. So just know they're in the season of setting up, folks, for the election. Ahead of, I'm sure, they'll have another one of their boys roll in an ammonium nitrate truck into a building like they did in 95 with the ATF and German intelligence. I know the names of everybody that did it. I've interviewed the cops who survived. And the feds told them we killed your friends. The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader
and the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy or sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we were given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell to track everything we do is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best. And we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane. This is your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the caplets and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Never before have I turned on you when you look too good to me. Your beady eyes that you cut me in two and I just can't let you be.
No, we don't want the governor, the evil governor of Michigan or California or Pennsylvania or New York, where they sent people that had COVID-19 and pneumonias to old people's nursing homes to kill them, to jack up the death numbers and get money. We don't want people to kidnap them or shoot them on the side of the street. We want to have them indicted. And that's moving forward in New York and other areas. But I guess that's the false flag. Look for a militia to get busted trying to kidnap Governor Cuomo, a militia to get busted trying to kidnap Governor Wolf of Pennsylvania. That's what's happened. The feds love Michigan. They love setting up the good old boys up there. They've had so many feds leading those militias. And you can always tell the feds. They always go, shut up, Jones. You're a fed. Don't say militias are evil and unconstitutional and we're all feds. I'm like, I didn't say that. I said a lot of times feds lead them. It's come out hundreds of times and try to set people up. And I predicted they'd set up Atari Militia because of one of the promo videos I saw them put out. I mean, I saw that and I was like, oh, they're going to set that group up a year before they did. I mean, I know setups when I see them and so do you. Hey, here's President Trump talking about how he did this Regeneron. And if it worked for him, great. He may have already had a blood infection he didn't know about. He does seem supercharged, rejuvenated. The media is claiming he's on drugs or something. I mean, sometimes you take a bout of antibiotics or something that really makes you feel better. He also took some of those, they're saying. Here's what the president had to say and about China.
They're going to say that they're therapeutic, and I guess they are therapeutic. Some people don't know how to define therapeutic. I view it different. It's a cure. For me, I walked in. I didn't feel good. A short 24 hours later, I was feeling great. I wanted to get out of the hospital. And that's what I want for everybody. I want everybody to be given the same treatment as your president. But I spent 4 days there, and I went in, I wasn't feeling so hot, and within a very short period of time, they gave me Regeneron. It's called Regeneron. And other things too, but I think this was the key. But they gave me Regeneron, and it was like unbelievable. I felt good immediately. I felt as good 3 days ago as I do now. So I just want to say, we have Regeneron, we have a very similar drug from Eli Lilly, and they're coming out, and we're trying to get them on an emergency basis. We've authorized it. I've authorized it. And if you're in the hospital and you're feeling really bad, I think we're going to work it so that you get them and you're going to get them free. And especially if you're a senior, we're going to get you in there quick We have hundreds of thousands of doses that are just about ready. I have emergency use authorization all set, and we got to get it signed now. And you're going to get better. You're going to get better really fast. This is things that nobody even thought of a few months ago. The job that the scientists, the labs, everybody have done is incredible. Then in addition to that, you have various other drugs that help a lot. But these, I view these, I know they call them therapeutic. But to me, it wasn't therapeutic. It just made me better. Okay? I call that a cure. So I want to get these things done. So we have to get them done. We have to get them approved. I want to get them to the hospitals where people are feeling badly. That's much more important to me than the vaccine. So we have these drugs, Eli Lilly and the others that are so good. But they are, in my opinion, remember this, they're going to say that they're therapeutic. And I guess they are therapeutic. Some people don't know how to define therapeutic. I view it different. It's a cure. For me, I walked in. I didn't feel good. A short 24 hours later, I was feeling great. I wanted to get out of the hospital. And that's what I want for everybody. I want everybody to be given the same treatment as your president. Because I feel great. I feel like perfect.
Now look, what he's doing is he's taking away the narrative that we can never open back up again. We've got to have a world collapse and financial collapse. That's the globalist plan. Consolidate control, starve the third world. That's why this is such a big deal, and I've got news on that coming up next segment. In fact, guys, I had a big article here I can't find about mass starvation at the highest levels ever seen, and also billions of meals are going to be missed here in the United States alone. But regardless, that's all coming up. But also, it's that COVID's not that strong if you've got a good diet. I'm not saying Trump's perfect, but he gets a lot of calories. I mean, I guarantee he's taking a multivitamin. So it also shows how weak COVID is that he was sick for 2 days. That's what I'm saying. Most people never even get a fever with it. He was 75 overweight, so he did.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that. They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had something to hide. Should have hidden it, shouldn't you?
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Broadcasting worldwide on this live Thursday edition. Laura Loomer, who's got a really good chance of winning an uphill battle, but she's now ahead in Florida, is going to be joining us to talk about the election, about the debates last night, and so much more. I have stacks of articles, stacks of great video clips. I have so much to get to, but I've just got to go back to what I just spent most of the last hour on, because it all ties together. America may need international intervention. New York Times, even Democrats, may find it hard to imagine that the leader of the free world would benefit from United Nations oversight. Now, it just so happens he's saying this, this globalist. Look up the guy that wrote the article. He's saying this while the Communist Party 2 days ago in the UN said we are a failed racist country that shouldn't even exist. Think about that. That should not even exist. Because we're racist. That's the whole UN ethos. And most of the world's brown, most of the world isn't white, so they can organize brown people that white people are bad and then use the UN to conquer via racial dominance. But of course, they're just going to exploit the brown people like they always do. It's the West has the idea of unifying us around freedom and Christianity that transcends what color we are that's been successful. The UN doesn't want that. They want the division. And so we have Loretta Lynch, the former attorney general, all of them saying have the UN occupy these cities. And let's talk about what he says here in the article. He says the UN must be engaged in oversight of the president and America. Again, what does oversight from a thesaurus mean? Okay. Control, handling, inspection, maintenance, management, surveillance, administration, which means governance, guardianship, guard, keep, own. And so that's how this works. It isn't UN troops come marching in. Your local government goes under UN regulation, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and then they just buy off your media. They buy off the cops. They buy everybody off. But there they all are for TV viewers. You can see all the articles. This is real. Radio listeners, any of you can search this. And so we're now far into the UN Memorandum 7277 to take over this country, and it's a big, big deal. And they just hope to have it come out and then just be over. And they're very upset that Trump is pulling our troops out of all these countries where we pay for it, where it doesn't even help the people that are there or us and our national interest, but it helps the UN, the CHICOMs, and others. That's why they're so violently angry right now at President Trump in America, because they want the power. Trump could be a bad guy. They'd still hate him because he's in control himself. He's a good guy in control. They're really pissed. He could be a horrible guy that wasn't giving them the power. They hate him too. It's about dominance. It's about control. Now let's move into last night's debate and why they're really upset. Here's all you need to know. Telemundo deletes Twitter poll following VP debate after Kamala gets crushed by 74-26. The last Telemundo poll a few weeks ago when Trump had the debate, I guess it was just last week, seems like 100 years ago, so much is going on. You know what I mean? Time is moving really fast, but also it seems like forever. It's like both. It's a paradox. Last week he won. Trump did by 66, and I agree. Trump won, but Pence just smashed her. And even CNN's like, well, she's a woman. He ganged up on her. Oh, so a woman can't debate as good as a guy. No, there are women that can debate as good as men, and Kamala Harris ain't it. Kamala Harris is not good on her feet. I mean, she's better than Joe Biden, who can barely talk. That's why she's the replacement for him, and they admit it. Mike Pence just stomped on Kamala and debate moderator on transfer of power question. I want to play this first because this ties into the whole UN situation. Everything ties back into this. Everything goes back into this issue where they say, are you going to allow the transfer of power? And he's like, the Democrats are the ones that constantly try to block the transfer of power. You're the ones tried to block us for 4 years. You're the ones saying you're going to contest the election. What are you talking about? Finally, someone calling them out. But see, that's their narrative. Oh, we're going to contest. And if you contest that, then we say you're a dictator. The UN needs to come in. We're going to activate race riots as the cover for what we're doing. And a color revolution. So I forget which one of the clips that is. Clip 26. When you talk about accepting the outcome of an election, I must tell you, Senator, your party has spent the last 3.5 years trying to overturn the results of the last election. Finally, reality hits this witch between the eyes.
The movement of Americans has only grown stronger in the last 4 years. But when you talk about accepting the outcome of the election, I must tell you, Senator, your party has spent the last 3.5 years trying to overturn the results of the last election. It's amazing. When Joe Biden was vice president of the United States, the FBI actually spied on President Trump and my campaign. I mean, there were documents released this week that the CIA actually made a referral to the FBI documenting that those allegations were coming from the Hillary Clinton campaign. And, of course, we've all seen the avalanche, what you put the country through for the better part of 3 years until it was found that there was no obstruction, no collusion, case closed. And then Senator Harris, you and your colleagues in the Congress tried to impeach the President of the United States over a phone call. And now Hillary Clinton has actually said to Joe Biden that under, in her words, under no circumstances should he concede the election. So Let me just say, I think we're going to win this election. President Trump and I are fighting.
Very powerful. Okay, Laura Loomer's coming up. Don't forget, we're doing a 40-hour broadcast that runs until midnight tonight. We're well into it. We're trying to get straight sponsorships where you give $10, $50, $100. You can click a special link and you go to recurring sponsorship there. That way we don't make 30, 40% on your order. We make 95% on it. That can fund us so much. I want to thank you all. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com. You can find it all in the support link. But what you really need to do to support yourself and your family and us is get products you already need. High-quality supplements, books, films, T-shirts, water filtration, highest rated, air filtration, highest rated. The prices are incredible. InfoWarsStore.com. And look at these headlines. It is being projected that there could be an 8 million meal shortage as American food banks over the next 12 months. The federal government is projecting. It's breaking down. Trump's tried to stop this, but it's just we can hardly get any of the products we get. Anything we advertise, we have in stock. A lot of stuff isn't available anymore, and it's discontinued because it's breaking down, folks. It's falling apart. Big articles on InfoWars.com. A link to Michael Steiner's End of the American Dream blog. It's got all the documents. Here's another one. Zero Hedge. Top U.S. food bank warns of nationwide meal shortages in next 12 months. It's just going to get worse. Even if Trump gets in and tries to turn it around, we've got to have a total turnaround. And it's going to be really rough. If we don't have a total turnaround in this lockdown globally, it's going to be collapse of the third world, flooding us. Again, the U.N. turns off the food, turns off the commerce. The third world collapses. They then organize those giant hordes, weaponized to come up here and take over, and then everybody's screwed. It's the New World Order operation. Who runs the COVID-19 lockdown? The UN. Who says give them more money to stop the food shortages? They've ordered. The UN. The COVID isn't killing people. The lockdown is. And I know you know that, but there has been major payment processing problems across the internet in the last day. It's not us. It's the big banks and the big processing things. Overnight, most of them were down last night. It's a war between China and the U.S. Everybody knows about the cyber attacks. So a lot of folks couldn't order at InfoWarsStore.com or make donations last night. It's up. It's secure. It's going right now. I would go there. You can also go to preparewithalex.com. Because of that, they extended it a couple days. They're extending it 3 days. And then that's it for specials. They haven't done My Patriot Supply specials in years because they're already the lowest price out there for high-quality food. But it's $600 off on a year's supply, $300 on a six-month, $160 on a three-month, and a bunch of other specials at preparewithalex.com. The full catalog of My Patriot is at InfoWarsStore.com. You already get the great price. Same price you get at My Patriot. But when you go to preparewithalex.com, you will find the lowest price anywhere. You can also call 888-411-0350 and get the exact same prices. And operators can walk you through at 888-411-0350. Preparewithalex.com.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
Stand back and stand by.
During our Save America InfoWars Money Bond Sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off.
One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack power stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the Answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostagard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Coming up a little bit later in the next hour, there's a bunch of other big guests throughout the day as we continue with our 24 plus hour marathon transmission, 40 hours total past midnight tonight. And I know you're awake and I know you're informed. And I know you're awesome. Just don't forget to hit your email list, your text messages, your word of mouth. Hey, the truth is live at 2020electioncenter.com. To take the live feed, headline bombshell, New York Times calls for the UN to occupy the U.S. during race war after election. I mean, they're really preparing for this. They say they're going to do this. And so the censorship we've seen against Laura Loomer, the deplatforming, not letting her, you know, use all these big tech functions of the technocracy, like Uber, like Airbnb, that's now all basically happened to me. I mean, I operate through my family stuff, through my wife's credit cards. But when you try with Alex Jones, they just say, Alex Jones, no. You are refused service. And it really is Trump's greatest failing that he's not addressed this with actual action when it's clear racketeering, clearly criminal, over the top. And now they're shadow banning and banning everybody and admitting that they're doing it for the election. So Laura Loomer's like, hey, it's okay. I'll just go to Congress and get elected. So she ran. She won the primary and they said she wouldn't. She won by much greater numbers, even though the polls showed her winning. Well, the polls show her neck and neck, even in skewed polls right now, or ahead of the Democrat right there in Trump's district. So very exciting. And so she's a microcosm of the rest of the world and a testament of taking action. We'll talk some about her campaign coming up next segment. But right now, what did you think of the debate last night? I know you did a debate watch party. I saw some of that online. What do you make of the COVID lockdown? What do you make of them trying to openly say the UN is going to take over? What do you expect the deep state Democrats to pull coming up on November 4th? The day after the election.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Alex. It's a pleasure to be back on again. And look, I was watching the debate last night, and one thing is clear that Kamala Harris is no match for Vice President Mike Pence. She could barely keep up. He absolutely filleted her last night. And it sounds like she was just stuttering over her words. I just noticed the lack of eloquence in her speech and just how much of a better speaker Vice President Mike Pence is compared to Kamala Harris. And I also just found it to be like very bizarre. The way that she was so condescending and this kind of mean girl smirk she had on her face the entire night. I had a watch party, but then I was also at a private fundraiser last night. There were a lot of very successful people, at the fundraiser and, none of the men or the women. And this was a mixed group too. They're not all conservatives, right? This was a group of, primarily Jewish individuals who I was in the room with last night. Some were Democrat, some were Republican, but nobody liked Kamala Harris. She was very off-putting. And so I think that hands down, Mike Pence won the debate. But regardless, I don't think it's really going to matter on Election Day who wins, because, you know, I'm hoping that President Trump wins. But when I say it's not going to matter, I do believe that the radical left is going to burn down the country one way or another. They are going to try to, burn cities down ahead of the election. I think that one thing that we can anticipate is that, regardless of what happens with the election results, there's probably going to be massive amounts of political violence, just like we've been seeing in the last few weeks. And I predict that when President Trump wins, you'll have Antifa, you'll have Black Lives Matter, people pouring into the streets, trying to, burn down the suburbs. And I saw today that Nancy Pelosi is also adding fuel to the fire by talking about how we need to have a discussion regarding the 25th Amendment. And then you have, propaganda that's being pushed out not only by Kamala Harris during the debate, where she says that I don't know where this poll came from, but I'm sure you caught it during the debate where she said that more Americans have a favorable view of the president of the Chinese Communist Party than they do President Trump. I don't know how saying that during a vice presidential debate helps anyone besides China, who I would argue that we're in a soft war with right now. But that's what you're going to get, right? That's what you're going to get with a Joe Biden, or I should say a Kamala Harris presidency, because we all know that she really is the face of the campaign. I found it to be quite striking. 2 days ago, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden had a new campaign ad out, and Joe Biden was actually blurred in the background, but Kamala Harris's face was front and center. And so as a communications major, you know, what that tells me is that Kamala Harris is the one who's actually really running for president.
Laura, what has it been like for you running in Florida that people that aren't running for office wouldn't experience during this election? Because people that I talk to that are public figures, they actually find that Biden's way less popular than the media says. There's a lot of undercover videos that came out, people posing as Biden supporters yeah. inside their own meetings. They hate him. In fact, a lot of them actually like Trump. So really there is this secret Trump voter faction where people are really getting tired of the media trying to force feed them Harris and Biden.
Well, they definitely are lying about the polls. I'll tell you, I'm running for Congress here in Florida's 21st district, which is actually home to President Trump. And Palm Beach County is supposedly a blue area. They say that the district that I'm running is supposedly D plus nine. But there is an overwhelming support for not only my campaign, but also President Trump's. Florida, just Palm Beach County is the location of those enormous Trump boat parades. They actually originated here in Palm Beach County. And I participated in one on the lead boat a couple weeks ago, and there were over 2,200 boats with Trump flags everywhere. Joe Biden was actually in Florida just a few days ago, and they went to Little Havana in Miami, which is full of Cubans. I heard that they didn't have a good reception there because the Cubans have fled communism and they don't want to return to it with a Joe Biden, Kamala Harris presidency. Then they went to Little Haiti, and the Haitians didn't want to receive them well because the Haitians have a really dirty taste in their mouth about the Democrat Party, given that Hillary Clinton and her foundation, embezzled millions of dollars of aid that was supposed to go to the Haitian people.
It's over a billion. Actually, it's over $1 billion. And then, then got implicated in the giant UN child kidnapping operation that even Associated Press.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
You can't make it up. So the I don't know why the Democrats think they're going to come to Florida and pander to the Cubans, pander to the Haitians, the black community. And then they went to Century Village, which was located in my district, which is a predominantly senior Jewish community. And Lois Frankel, who I'm running against, radical Democrat, she was there. And it was the funniest thing, Alex, because we actually had a sign waving, and there were more Laura Loomer for Congress volunteers and Trump supporters waving signs than there were actual attendees of this so-called drive-in rally for Jill Biden and Lois Frankel.
I saw some of that footage. I forget the link. Send us that link during the break. I want to show that because I saw that in Florida and Palm Beach. As here comes Biden, I couldn't even see signs for Biden, and I saw all those Trump Laura Loomer signs.
Yeah, and then as Jill and Joe Biden were driving in, you just heard people chant Laura Loomer for Congress and four more years. And, it's embarrassing. I mean, it's so embarrassing for Joe Biden. But they have to manufacture press and fake polls just like they did with Hillary Clinton. I mean, I recall, all the coverage we did together in 2016. And, I was in the room with President Trump the night he beat Hillary Clinton. And I'll never remember that the election really could have been called around midnight, but the reporters were refusing to call Pennsylvania when it went for President Trump. So
they
sat around.
You just hit the key. Let's come back and talk about election night, 25 days out. The Democrats say they're not going to allow Trump to contest or declare victory. They're going to hold it up regardless till all, quote, ballots are counted, which is impossible because they pumped 80 million of them out, have been harvesting them, hoarding them, sitting on them. They're arresting people from Texas to Michigan running scams. This is just, the enemy's got tricks up their sleeves. Let's talk about what those could be straight ahead. The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance.
above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. Well, if you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy, and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now.
For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100-plus years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body.
The future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. We are all being incrementally destroyed.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Honored and blessed to be with you on this October 8th, 2020, Thursday transmission, 104 days out from the election. That's right. I said that on purpose. We're 25 days technically to the election, but until President Trump is seated as president again on that inauguration in D.C., we're not out of the woods. Because the end game of the election is getting him seated, and the deep state intends to contest it 100 times worse than they did last time by breaking the country up and having the UN declare that the election was illegitimate. The New York Times just announced that. I mean, that's it. New York Times tips its hand. UN to uncertify U.S. election. We're going back to Laura Loomer here in a moment, but speaking of that, Gateway Pundit wrote about it. InfoWars wrote about it. You can go see the screenshots, see the video for yourself. You've got Pence up there with Chinese subtitles. It was being aired on national TV. Kamala Harris attack team said that we'd lost the trade war, that China was good, that we were bad. And Pence began to counter that. First, let's play 13, and then they censored 14. Those are the clip orders I have. It's the same area of the tape. When he started talking about how we really won the trade war, it went beep to the barcode, the rainbow colors up there. And
said lost transmission. And so international media is reporting on this. And then every time he started bringing up something else, they would do the same thing as well. So we already experienced that type of censorship online, but now it's coming to television. And we continue to follow the communist Chinese model. So here's what they censored.
With regard to China, look, Susan, first and foremost, China is to blame for the coronavirus. And President Trump is not happy about it. He's made that very clear, made it clear again today. China and the World Health Organization did not play straight with the American people. They did not let our personnel into China to get information on the coronavirus until the middle of February. Fortunately, President Trump, in dealing with China from the outset of this administration, standing up to China that had been taking advantage of America for decades in the wake of Joe Biden's cheerleading for China, President Trump made that decision before the end of January to suspend all travel from China. And again, the American people deserve to know, Joe Biden opposed President Trump's decision to suspend all travel from China. He said it was hysterical. He said it
Thank
was
you,
xenophobic.
Vice President Pence.
But President Trump
Vice
has
President
stood
Pence,
up
your
to
time
China.
Is up.
We're going to continue to stand strong.
Thank you, Vice President Pence.
We want to improve the relationship, but we're going to level the playing field, and we're going to hold
Vice
China
President
accountable
Pence.
For what they did to America with the coronavirus.
Thank you.
All right, the next she counters, he responds, and the color bars come up. I was calling it the rainbow thing. I'm turning to Joe Biden. You know, we pledge allegiance to, well, you know the thing. I'm like, what do you call those rainbow things? You know the thing. Color bars come up saying standby, signal lost, but it wasn't no signal. And just incredible. So let's go ahead and play the actual clip that they did censor. Here it is.
Senator Harris.
Let's talk about that. The vice president earlier referred to as part of what he thinks is an accomplishment, the president's trade war with China. You lost that trade war. You lost it. What ended up happening is because of a so-called trade war with China, America lost 300,000 manufacturing jobs. Farmers have experienced bankruptcy because of it. We are in a manufacturing recession because of it. And when we look at where this administration has been.
By the way, hit pause. The same thing happened with Big Mike. And when she did that whole 25-minute unwatchable thing, I watched the whole thing. It was, tell you, torture. Never seen such lies. Just every word's a lie. They keep saying, it's Trump that caused the shutdown of the economy. It's the media hyping it, demanding it, blue states, blue cities, big tech, setting the precedent, and then Trump went halfway along with it, and then you call the global depression, you started something he did when you were the ones bragging that you did it to punish us, you monsters! And she just hopes and prays every day that you don't remember what they really did. And we're here to remind you and remind others and play the clips of them saying, we want to deep six the economy. And now they want to deep six the dollar, even if Trump isn't in, because they want to loot the country. So if they deep six the dollar, remember, they did it. God, they're incredibly evil. By the way, Laura Loomer had a power outage. It just seems to happen all the time with our guests. So that's why I'm not making her hold during this. We're trying to get her back on. Let's go back to the clip.
Estimates that by the end of the term of this administration, they will have lost more jobs.
Hit pause again. They want a $2 trillion+ carbon tax to begin that no one else in the world in China and India has to pay, making it impossible to do business here. They want us to keep getting the most expensive drugs in the world from China when Trump's cutting out the middlemen. These people openly want to rape you. If you know anything, Trump is doing everything you do to help the people. It's true. Any moron could look into any one of these things, but no. I got a clip coming up where she goes, we're not going to ban fracking. We're not going to restrict it. That's a lie. She says that's a lie and waves her hand. That's a lie. Like a little fly flies out of her wrist and lands on him. But she's on video, and so is Biden in the last year, saying, I promise you we're going to ban fossil fuels. That'd be the total. That's worse than banning fracking. That'd be like if you said, I'm going to ban white bread. You know, I heard you're going to ban white bread. That's not true. I'm going to ban all bread. I'm sorry. I was trying to think about watching that debate last night. The crew was doing such a good job. I didn't come in. I watched it, though. Pence is going to make a great president. Man, I wish he was younger. But you know how it works. The Democrats probably get somebody in 4 years.
Pence is dynamite. He's just smarter than Trump in many ways, but doesn't have the populist in him. Well, let's just say this. He's gotten better with Trump. The two have made each other better. Let's go back to Kamala. Go ahead.
Other presidential administration. And the American people know what I'm talking about. You know, I think about 20-year-olds. You know, we have a 20-year-old, a 20-something-year-old, who are coming out of high school and college right now, and you're wondering, is there going to be a job there for me? We're looking at people who are trying to figure out how they're going to pay rent by the end of the month. Almost half of American renters are worried about whether they're going to be able to pay.
Their whole system is about bankrupting, destroying the economy, making it not work, so you've got to go under their control so they can make you poor permanently and in the middle class. That's the whole leftist plan, Cloward and Piven, and they've done everything to do this. Trump turned it around in a couple years. They reverse it with their damn COVID crap, and then they have the nerve to go, people are worried about money. He's going to take your money away. Continue.
End of the month. This is where the economy is in America right now, and it is because of the catastrophe and the failure of leadership of this administration.
Wow.
Thank you, Senator Harris. Vice President Pence, let me give you just 15 seconds to respond, because then I want to move on.
They got that stupid plastic up between them. God.
Lost the trade war with China. Joe Biden never fought it. Joe Biden's been a cheerleader for communist China through over the last several decades.
And they cut this. This is what China cut.
Again, Senator Harris, you're entitled to your opinion. You're not entitled to your own facts. When Joe Biden was vice president, we lost 200,000 manufacturing jobs. And President Obama said they were never coming back. He said we needed a magic wand to bring
them
back.
By the way, the Democrats demanded those barriers be there.
Rollback regulation, unleashed American energy. This administration saw 500,000 manufacturing jobs created. And that's exactly the kind of growth we're going to continue to see as we bring our nation through this pandemic. But a Green New Deal, your massive new mandates, your Paris Climate Accord, it's going to kill jobs this time, just like it killed jobs.
I just need to respond very briefly.
15
please.
Seconds, and
thank
then
you.
We'll move
thank
on.
You.
That's enough from her. We're on a break. People can watch the full debate. It's on Infowars.com. But notice that the communist Chinese didn't cut it off when he blamed them for COVID. But when he said, we don't want the carbon taxes and China's exempt from them, they're like, cut that off, because that shuts us down. We cannot operate under those carbon taxes. Hopefully Laura Loomer can get back up with us. The Hodge Twins are coming up regardless. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Whatever you do not share those live links. The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we're given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell, to track everything we do, is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats. We should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats. We know best. And we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at Infowars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Einhorn, Owen Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe?
Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. But most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site. The exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, and since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, the Hodge Twins are coming up later in the next hour. Laura Loomer's got technical problems. She'll pop back in tomorrow. I want to give the number out specifically on one subject. Okay, maybe two. The United Nations openly calling for overseeing the U.S. election and the race war, and the New York Times calling for the U.N. to occupy the U.S. That subject, and what did you think of the debate last night and Mike Pence? We'll only have time to probably take 10 calls or so. So I want to get 10 calls on the board right now, 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, and we will go right to your calls, 877-789-2539. Looking at some of the other news, though, I watched the footage out of Wisconsin where a black cop shot somebody questionably. Cops are going to make mistakes, but we don't want unlimited power in the government. But you can't have a bunch of rioters be their own government under themselves. We know that's the worst form. One of the worst forms. The new footage, and then to have Kamala Harris saying, oh, I'm with the peaceful protesters, and oh, I'm with them in Wisconsin, and oh, they're all good people, is just not true. Breaking. Rioters in Wisconsin smashing businesses, brandishing guns, and attacking homes, including ones that put Black Lives Matter on the doors and sidewalks. Like you put lamb's blood, I guess, in ancient Egypt, so the angel of death would pass you over on Passover and go kill Pharaoh's son or whatever. Well, they actually do that here, but it isn't enough. There's footage of folks running out going, we're liberals. We support you. And then they howl and scream and break their stuff because they don't care. They're a howling mob of criminals, you idiot leftists. You think your virtue signaling does anything? It doesn't. Homeowner confronts armed rioters smashing homes. Do you know how many people who support you live on this street? We're going to play that clip coming up in a moment. And then continuing, cashier at businesses being pillaged by Black Lives Matter rioters hand out plastic bags to help mob carry away their looted goods. We're going to play that in a moment as well. But first, let's play the clip of the homeowner saying, do you know how many people who support you live on the street? Hey, buddy, you're white. You've got a bunch of Soros operatives that want a color revolution.
You're just a prop in that, you dumb white person that hates your own race, hates your country, and thinks that you're part of a good anti-racism movement. Antifa and BLM are communist, globalist, mega murder organizations by George Soros, one of the most evil men on planet Earth, who works for the criminal elements of the CIA on record. Here's the homeowner begging with him.
You don't even know who in this neighborhood supports what you're doing and doesn't. And you're going in my yard? You have no idea. Do you know how many Democrats, how many MPS teachers, union members, other people that could support you live on the street? And you're going to let him ride through my yard?
Good fat white liberal.
Show some respect.
That's that too. It's just dumb.
All right, so they put to the...
They're commies, you dumb bastard. That's what you work with. You fool.
Police.
You pretend like you're this good liberal. You're not. You're a monster. You know, that guy's even worse than the people looting the yard. Because at least they're just mindless criminals. He just plays games with himself.
Who supports you and who doesn't? Please push it this way. All right.
So it's a bunch of thugs that want to attack white people.
And
here's the white guy begging them, just pleading with them. See how far that gets you in the end, buddy. And they got somebody going crazy and revving their motorcycle up the front yard. They go, let's pass him on. We don't need to hit him in the head with a bike lock. He's submitting and groveling. He's scared of us. How many antifas say, I come out here to feel powerful. I like to feel people scared of me. Here's another video. This is probably the most powerful. Cashier at businesses in the same town because a black cop shot a black guy, being pillaged by Black Lives Matter rioters, hand out plastic bags to help carry out the looted goods. Here's that footage.
Dude, he is actually getting out bags. No way. Folks, I've never seen anything like it.
The Stockholm Syndrome, man.
Oh,
Now, guys, let's explain what's happening here. The globalists have taken over the cities, destroyed them, done everybody down, shipped drugs in, preached that white people are bad and America sucks, and now they're going to burn all the buildings, close all the shops. They never come back. And then it flushes all those folks out into the neighborhoods of hardworking Americans of every race, color, and creed. That's why Obama said, before he left office, he signed a law saying, the countryside is racist and capitalist. We're going to build 10-story on average with the Agenda 21 model, UN model, in each little town. And then we'll bring in people that we control who are on welfare who run your life. And then they will burn things whenever we want if we give the order to the media. And so here you see it, going up and attacking little townhouses. I mean, I'd say these are blue-collar houses for Wisconsin. You get a pretty big house for not a lot in Wisconsin. This is a small town. These are, looks like fourplexes. So they're apartments. And you've got roving groups of blacks, mainly, led by some white meth heads, knocking out windows and attacking people's doors. And of course, Soros thinks somebody's going to actually shoot one of these people someday, and hopefully they're white. And then you could have a bigger race war. And the UN has said, we're going to come in during the race war and declare that this was a fake election and say that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are the presidents. Boom, just like that. Oh, the UN says who won the election. Oh, the UN says what you can say about COVID-19 or hydroxychloroquine. Oh, the UN, this local hospital owner that says they've gotten thousands of patients with COVID-19 and every one of them has done well on zinc, hydroxychloroquine, and Z-Pak, which kills bacteria that carry viruses. A lot of times you're actually dying of a bacterial infection, but they'll call it viral because the virus is also there. Basically 100% recovery if it's caught early to mid-stage. And they went, well, the UN doesn't agree with that, so you're banned. And then all these medical doctors and mainline magazines and mainline hospitals got banned off YouTube, Twitter, Facebook for saying, hey, we recommend you take vitamin D3, zinc, and vitamin C. Well, the FBI raided folks in California, Michigan, and Florida, doctors, for telling their people that came in scared, hey, what do I do? They said, vitamin C. They said, when the FBI raided, the grand jury indicted, they said, we don't care if you have a medical degree. We don't care if it's legal what you did.
The UN said there's no preventative or cure for COVID-19. You're getting handcuffs put on you. And then weird FBI lawyers like point machine guns at you. You're bad because I point a machine gun at you. I mean, it's just psychotic leftist evil. All trained in universities that they're the ruling class. They're the gods. They control us. And then the god, Fauci, came out a month ago and he said, it would be good to take vitamin D and C to help you. You need it. He goes, if you are deficient. Well, yeah, because any virus will kill you. If you don't have enough vitamin D or vitamin C, it'll kill you, kill you. There's a whole bunch of, but again, I even had personal people I know, well, but they're still older than me, so they're smarter than me. I had a high-powered lawyer I'm friends with and know. Go, Alex, I thought you were making that up about vitamin D and stuff. Why, Fauci? And he was, the lawyer was looking at me like, oh, Fauci agreed with you. Oh, my God. How did you know that before Fauci? This is the psychotic mental illness of the public. The FBI raids with machine guns doctors that give people vitamin C. Think about that. That is the level of patheticness we are under. We are under UN control right now. And Trump started doing the right thing when he pulled us out of the WHO. We need out of the whole UN. All its boards are run by Marxists and Leninists. The WHO leader is a Marxist-Leninist that helped murder a bunch of people and round them up in Africa. God help us. All right, I'm going to go to break. I'm coming right back with your calls in 2 minutes. Doyle, Josh, Bob, Brian, Debbie, Pete, David, and others on the UN takeover on all of them. But look, the UN controls what you can say. The UN controls what doctors can prescribe. And the UN says they control our election. And I expect the FBI, if Trump says he really won, they'll probably blow his head off and say, you said you won. The UN said you didn't. And just blow his head off. That's how they are. It's just a cult. The whole damn government's a cult of scum and filth and trash and garbage and communists. God almighty, damn them to hell. Hour number three, straight ahead.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they are beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that. And let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead.
This is your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-Pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-Pack Power Stack now where you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-Pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop and I turn, I'm a
down fast, but miles above you. All right, let's go to your calls right now. Let's go to Brian in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir. Crazy times.
Absolutely. I was basically just triggered when I heard about the New York Times article. What comes to mind, and, you know, I'm not that old, but I do have a very vivid memory of, you know, my grandmother who was watching over me back in the 90s, crying her eyes out as Clinton ordered the bombing of Yugoslavia, civilian targets. And that, to me, shows the true colors of the United Nations. That is what they're going to do.
By the way, they didn't just drop bombs on Belgrade. They dropped depleted uranium on civilian targets.
Yeah, so if they can rewrite the rules of engagement and the rules of war to bomb civilian targets, I mean, anything's on the table for these people. And, you know, and let us not forget, you know, the Nazi involvement in the creation of all of this stuff, the EU, you know, the United Nations, it all has a very end game feel to it. In my estimation, the power brokers are still in play. Soros is only one that we know his name. And there are many others, heirs to massive amounts of Nazi fortune that is largely still unaccounted for. But yeah, if they're going to drop bombs on civilian targets, you know, I guess there's more involvement there if you want to talk about Libya.
And Madeleine Albright, as Secretary of State, oversaw the bombing of Serbia, even though the UN admitted the other group started the war, and that twice as many Serbs had died. I'm not taking a side. I'm taking a side on facts. She got saved from the Nazis by the Serbs, and then she repaid them by bombing them. I mean, it's just, there's always next level with these people.
Absolutely. And I think even more appropriate to bring up the latest involvement of Trump, you know, bringing these different factions to the table for the first time. Sure, maybe, you know, all of the cultural differences.
Oh, no, I started the show. I said, why does the UN want Trump out? Because he's not letting the U.S. be the police force to bomb everybody. He said, no more nation building. We're going to make trade deals, and we're going to build hotels in these people's countries. That's how you actually have relationships with people. You don't rape them.
So imagine if you were one of these power brokers who authorized dropping depleted uranium on civilian targets, and now you're still, you know, you're still with it, you're still around, you still have some power, and here comes Trump totally undermining that aggression and bringing these people to the table. And with at least some hope of, or some semblance of peace.
Oh, Trump's absolutely, and Trump's always been against offensive war. And he's absolutely, that's why Trump's so good. And can you believe that the average liberal is not supporting Trump when he should have the peace prize, not Obama?
I can absolutely believe it. The toxicity of the educational kind of state that we're in right now is unbelievable. I've seen it with my own two eyes. I've participated in it, you know, got out with my sanity, thank God. But a lot of people can't, and through no fault of their own, they're just totally consumed by it.
That's right.
And
once you buy into their lies, you have to buy it all because it's your identity. And then they're just too far gone. And next, they're just randomly burning down people's houses because they're white.
Right. I mean, if you want to get a PhD right now in some sort of archaeological study, do you think you can come out and question, you know, how old the Sphinx might be? I mean, the same holds true for different degrees. I mean, if you go
all of science was about asking questions. Now it's about orthodoxy because now it's a religion of the elite for their power. It's not about real searching out.
Right. And there's like this aspect of an esoteric kind of thing that permeates all of it.
Oh, it's definitely an esoteric group trying to suppress what they already know. That we're ancient, we're not alone, and there is good and evil. Amazing call, Brian. Back in 60 seconds with a bunch of other incredible callers. Stay with us.
The Renaissance, the Great Enlightenment, it's all being swept away and being replaced by scientific tyranny that's establishing a form of planetary digital law, where the technocrats are above the law, and the public isn't even considered to be
as valuable as a cow. In fact, humans are seen as garbage that's going to be taken out and removed. That is the post-human exterminist plan. That is the public ideology of the globalists. And everything they've built with this high-tech grid is to absorb us and anesthetize our minds as we're slowly killed. And any future generations that happen to straggle out of their mother's wombs will be a mere shadow of what humans once were. This is the satanic ruling elite engaged in mass vandalism against God's creation, humanity. This is the essence of evil.
Grab Big Brother, in. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
What a time to be alive. Open UN takeover of the planet, telling us what we can talk about medically online. Big tech follows their orders. Now the UN's going to oversee the election. The New York Times says they should help remove Trump. We need UN troops. We need Strong Cities Initiative, federalizing our police. They will fix it. And the UN says, yes, America's evil, racist and bad. Communist China says you're evil, racist and bad. Not a mini mention of millions in slave camps because of their religion in China. This is all a sick, evil attack. And they believe the public's stupid and will accept it and not be outraged. But even if you get outraged and say no, the UN still thinks you'll never do anything about them. All right, let's move quickly. That last caller was amazing. We spent 5 minutes with him. Let's go to Doyle in Indiana about the UN and the Dems and their announcements.
Alex, you are an Agincourt man of arms. At the Battle of Agincourt, I can just see you being a man of arms right at the front. But anyway, follow the money. The globalists, they've invested all over the world, anywhere but America. In fact, they have harvested this country's economic organs. And they need to protect their fortunes because they know they're going to lose this election.
And well, you just said it. The globalists harvested our organs, transferred them to China, and now Trump somehow is growing some new ones, and they're pissed. They're like, no, 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 we get your organs, and you've got to just die, and you're over, and we beat you. But it's not going that way. And then to see all these other Americans teamed up with China and the Democrat Party vice president candidate praising China and laughing at the vice president. I mean, they're just open traitors. Where are Americans' instincts?
Well, listen, I got to say something else about the Marxists, because the first thing the Marxists said to do, and this is from reading Lenin's State and Revolution. The first thing you got to do is you got to get rid of, he called it bourgeois parliamentarianism. And I think Stalin set it up. He who votes decides nothing. He who counts the votes decides everything. They've got to ruin the vote to where it's muddied up. Then the next step for is a one-party rule. The next step is a standing army, and the standing army is the UN coming in. And the final stage of a Bolshevik takeover is kill millions. And I'm not saying this. This is right from Lenin's State and Revolution. In fact, have you ever read State and Revolution, Alex? By Lenin?
Yes, guys, please print up Lenin's Statement of Revolution. No, that's why he said more blood, the Red Terror, and that's why the Weathermen, when it came out, they planned to kill 25 million Americans, put 50 million in slave camps, that's their religion. Killing the Christians, raping women, enslaving people, that's their goal. They want to just get to the killing. The whole point of the authoritarianism is to kill people.
But it's really scary, still in the election, bringing in a standing army, i.e. the UN.
It's all out in the open now, brother. Can you believe it?
I mean, it's scary. It is scary. Terrifying.
God bless you, Doyle. What a time to be alive. All right, let's go ahead and go to Debbie in New Jersey. Debbie, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I was told that there were English-speaking UN mercenaries living in the abandoned buildings all throughout the United States here. Have you heard about that?
Well, what they do is they've done lots of training with different governments under mineralization, under UN occupations, under I-4 and other groups. And yeah, the UN goes around and occupies places all over the place. So they've done drills all over the country to train local police to accept it when they occupy. But really what they want is Agenda 21 Strong Cities Initiative, where the cities are already under UN control via a treaty agreement. Just like the Australian cities that are still under martial law, they take their orders from the UN. Big tech takes their orders from the UN. Big pharma takes their orders. When the president comes out and says, hey, this has a lower death rate than the flu, they ban his tweet saying the United Nations says that's not true, even though it is true. So the UN is in pretty much control. And that's what I'm saying. Bill Gates and the UN have as much power as our president does. He needs to just come out and tell everybody that and say, let's take their power back. It's total fraud.
Well, the bikers aren't ruled by them, so we'll see who wins that war.
Exactly.
But anyway.
Well, listen, I don't want to give them too much power. They got the banks. They got the media, but everybody hates that. Everybody gets it. No, the people get it. Oh, the globalists are in trouble. Because no matter what they do, no one buys their crap. I mean, they have UN events all over the country. Texas, Idaho, Ohio, Michigan, California, where the UN now takes over whole areas and just says, we're in command now.
Yeah, well, they can kiss ass on that one because they got a fight coming. I can tell you that. And you're right, the women are going to be involved. I can tell you that as well. And, Camel Toe Harris, yeah, she was disgusting. She had the demon face on last night. Did you see more towards the end as she was staring at Pence? You could actually see the demon coming out through the eyes. Did you notice that as well?
I mean, she looks like a total fraud. Would you buy a car from her? Would you be friends with her? No, she's totally disingenuous.
You can't even get close to that energy. That's how disgusting she is. I felt it through the TV. I was like, oh, my God, look at that face.
Well, just know this. The establishment loves her.
Yeah.
And what does that tell you about him? Oh, yeah. She was making Peter Strzok faces. God bless you. Thank you so much, Debbie. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to David in California. Go ahead, David.
Alex, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
All right. So just real quickly, I think you're hitting it right on the head. It's important not to focus on the useful idiots because they'll be the first to be out in this whole thing. But Kamala Harris basically said it best yesterday, and she said that, you know, she mentioned the trade war. And if you're anyone that's paying attention, I mean, I this kind of hit me as soon as this whole COVID thing went down. We were in a whole trade war the moment Trump leveled the playing field. And so miraculously, and all of a sudden China, you know, deals with the whole COVID shuts them down for a small amount of time. And next thing you know, the entire world shut down, you know, a lot longer than China has been. So the end game here, ultimately, despite all the division and everything that's happening here, is this whole war with China and them being our ultimate adversary and enemy at this point. But it's going to be, like you said, through the UN. So it's important that we realize that. And they're, like I said, they've already laid their plans out. As far as the debate last night, Kamala Harris just completely, you know, stepping in and burned herself. So I just really commend you for continuing to hammer that.
Brother, please don't commend me for not wanting to be a slave of the Chi-Coms and the globalists. No, I hear you. We just want survival, but you're absolutely right. We're in a war with China, and here's the key. We're in a war with China and their sponsors, the globalists, and that's why they're all the rich people, the middlemen Trump talked about in that Whirlpool speech he gave a few months ago. He said, hey, I'm cutting out the middlemen. China's not even the problem. There's all these rich middlemen that set up China to rip us off. I'm cutting them out. Xi should be happy. I'm actually giving him a deal a little bit better. So Trump's like, hey, Xi, we'll give your actual workers a little more and you a little more. I'm cutting out the ruling elite. You understand? That's why Trump needs to stop it if he actually cared about his people. Trump's like, you'll still get your deals, dude. We'll still trade with you. But we're not going to have middlemen where we buy, say, this drug for $100 from you, and the middlemen add $300 more on it. It's not happening. That's what Trump's doing, and that's why they're pissed.
Banking on the you know, the brown people, the colored people of this country to get on their side, what they don't understand is there's a lot of red-blooded Americans, and I say Americans that are in this country that it came from different parts of the world. They may still have, you know, half Latino, half African-American. Deep down, at the number one part, they're American. So they're not going to they don't realize that they're.
No, I totally agree. Plus, I mean, here's the deal. It's not like America has problems, but we're going to have the Chi-Com globalists be our bosses. I mean, if you think America's got problems, you wait till we're fully in a new world order. You're going to be living in Venezuela 2.0.
Yeah, well, it's not too far from the future if we don't do something about it. But thank you, Alex. Appreciate you for taking my call.
David, I appreciate you. God bless you. Great points. Amazing callers. The Hodge twins are taking over, and I'll get to your calls with the Hodge twins, so that'll be fun. Great callers, the Hodge twins, who are on fire as usual, to talk about the debate last night, to talk about what's coming next, to talk about this UN thing. But again, they've gotten up to the point of the takeover. So they're like, yeah, we want the UN to monitor the election. We want the UN to oversee Trump. What's the exact quote they've got? Govern Trump. It's that exact word. We've got it right here. I'll give you the exact word when we come back. What is it? Oversee Trump. Yes, we need the UN to oversee us. Yes.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we're given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell, to track everything we do, is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats. We should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats. We know best. And we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
With a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by the Hodge twins, who are here with us today on YouTube, Conservative Twins, Instagram, Official Hodge Twins, on Twitter, Hodge Twins. Hodge twins are known as the Conservative Twins, are right-leaning comedians and social media political commentators. You can find them again on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you name it, getting millions of views a day and giving really insightful but also entertaining commentary. So I'm going to try for the three segments we have. I really appreciate you coming on as busy guys. Audience just loves you. I've loved you for years. To talk about the debate last night and then also all the other crazy things that are happening, what's front and center on your radar. So great to have both you gentlemen.
Thank you for having us. But Vice President Pence, he mopped the floor with that woman. Yeah, that man is very sharp. Before that debate, I heard him speak, but not the way he spoke last night. That was amazing. He's an awesome vice president.
Hey, Alex, that was a political debate lynching. Pun intended.
Well, he certainly was like a tactician. It was like an NFL player playing a high school player, and he ran over her.
Yeah, I mean, she's a total fraud. The only reason why she's in that position, because they wanted a black woman.
Yeah.
And it shows she's totally unqualified for that position.
Yeah.
She sucks.
Yeah.
And Mike Pence, man, what makes a good debater is a person that can control his emotions.
Yeah.
He was in control of his emotions the entire night. And on his left or his right, Kamala Harris, she was totally emotional. She came off real condescending,
snobby.
Yeah. It's nothing worse than a snobby woman.
And she also kept contradicting herself. Now, I would give Pence and Telemundo did a 76-77. They removed that poll when 76% of Hispanics thought he won. 66% thought Trump won. I think he did a better job than Trump, but here's the difference. The moderators were not interrupting a tenth as much as happened with Chris Wallace.
Right. Right. Yeah, I thought the moderator last night, she did a decent job. Yeah. She let them go go at each other. Now, that's the way a debate should be.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris Wallace was definitely one-sided. Didn't give him much time to debate and go after one another.
Yeah.
Last night, she gave a lot more leeway. They was actually able to, you know, debate each other.
Yeah.
What did you think the most amazing point by either person, both good or bad, was in the debate? What parts stand out to you?
The one thing that stands out to me, she keeps politicizing COVID-19, the Chinese virus, and she keeps exploiting the 200,000 deaths, blaming Trump for it. When she was asked what they would do if they win the presidency, what they would do differently, she sat there and repeated exactly what this administration is currently doing, testing and tracing. What would you have done different? You keep blaming this man for all these deaths, and you're going to sit here and do the exact same thing?
Right.
I mean, it's disingenuous. Surprised that people on the left are not catching on to what this woman's a fraud. They have no ideas. They have no plans.
Biden and Obama, they proved what they was going to do. Yeah. If we have a Joe Biden and a Kamala Harris presidency, we already know what they're all about.
Yeah.
When we had the swine flu in this country, I think three times as many people contracted disease. Thank God that disease wasn't as deadly as the COVID-19. They wouldn't do anything different. They even put down the fact that they're not willing to even give our president any credit at all for shutting down travel from China.
Yeah.
That wasn't good enough. They keep harping on this mask when Dr. Fauci said masks don't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been following the scientists.
Yeah.
Trump's not coming up with these ideas. He's listening to his scientists.
Right.
But y'all blaming Trump for the 200,000 deaths.
And it's
a global pandemic over, I think it's over 2 million worldwide has died from this virus.
Yeah. And the Democrats want to blame our president. The only person that's to blame is China.
Communist China.
Yeah.
And they even admit that they were working on weaponized coronaviruses at that laboratory. But if you try to talk about it, big tech censors. Have you seen the New York Times come out and say they're going to have the UN try to oversee our election? They're calling for the UN to oversee Trump and that the Democrats are going to contest the election. This is crazy.
Yeah, I heard I heard some rumblings about that. That is insane. I don't want nothing to do with the UN.
Right.
Keep America in charge of our elections. They won't even let Trump send federal agents to disperse these riots and these clowns destroying people's property.
Yeah.
But they want the UN to come in and oversee our elections. That's like hypocrisy at its finest. You're going to let the UN take control of this country when you're not even let the president take control of these riots in this country.
Yeah.
That is a great angle. For me, the biggest lie was her repeatedly saying, we are not for banning fracking. When she says it as part of their actual platform before, and Biden said, I guarantee you we will abolish fossil fuels. So here's what Biden, one of the clips he had to say, and then what happened last night back to back.
My family lives in western Pennsylvania, where fracked gas wells have become a common sight. Will you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking your first day in office?
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yeah.
Please.
Okay. Joe Biden will not raise taxes on anyone who makes less than $400,000 a year. He has been very clear about that. Joe Biden will not end fracking. He has been very clear about that. Joe Biden is the one who, during the Great Recession, was responsible for the Recovery Act.
I'm not even going to play the clip where Joe Biden walks up and says, I guarantee you we will ban fossil fuels. I mean, it gets even worse. How do you tell whoppers when Pence knows he's got the campaign ad that'll destroy her? Why the hell would you tell a lie like that? It'd be like if you were saying, I'm not wearing a red shirt or I'm not wearing a blue jacket. I mean, everybody can see we are. What is this?
Well, you know, Alex, a person that tells a lot of lies, they can keep control. They can tell a lot of lies, but they can't keep account of how many lies they've told.
And you get lost in that lie.
I mean, you on tape saying this repeatedly. And about the taxes, you're going to raise everybody's taxes during a global pandemic. The economy is in shambles and you're going to overtax businesses now. That's going to ruin job growth. And you're going to take money out of people's pockets
And you know what the crazy thing is? She says she's going to do away with the tax cuts, but she's not going to raise the taxes of
the common American.
Yeah, how the hell?
She just wants to give free education.
Yeah, how the hell are you going to do that?
That magic wand Obama said he's got.
I mean, well, these people, free education, that's these professors, teachers, they're not working for free. The books cost money. Electricity. I mean, there's cost to everything.
Right.
And all the lawsuits that leftists file, that's what's bankrupting healthcare, bankrupting education. I was reading like 8 out of 10 lawsuits are filed by Democrats. Everybody knows that. They sue everybody.
Yeah. I mean, look at them. Amy Barrett, she gets in and they win the presidency, they're going to pack the court. Right. It's like they don't like the rules. If they win, they like the rules. But if they don't win, they want to change the rules.
Yeah.
I mean, they behave like kids.
Now they want to do it with the Electoral College because they didn't win the election when it was perfectly fine when Obama won the election.
Yeah.
But you just said it. They behave like petulant children.
Right. These people fit that same description. They're very emotional. They don't think. They think with their hearts.
Yeah.
When you sit down and talk to a conservative or Republican or somebody on the left, they all are the same way. They don't think. It is too emotional. Sit down and take and grasp what's going on or think with their brain.
Yeah.
I want to ask you this question. What do you expect is going to happen when they do contest the election and try to start a race war? I mean, they admit that the UN says, oh, America's racist. China says it's bad. We need the UN to come in to oversee the election and decide who wins. And America's historically bad when China literally has slave camps with Christians, Buddhists, and Muslims in them. Millions, and nobody says a damn thing about religious discrimination. It's just crazy. The Hodge twins are here. They're kicking butt. We love having them. Hodge twins everywhere. Check it out, official Hodge twins website as well.
Remember, the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, of course, Tim Cook, and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, they're playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe so these billionaires could come in and buy it all up for billions on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period. For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100-plus years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body. 2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time, and you've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, but most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos, where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, and since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's modern the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has to take an action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that link.
Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
25 days out. 25 days out, but there's a lot more than that. Then there's 79 days after that for the deep state Chinese-sponsored globalist communist democratic party are openly going to try to have secession and the breakup of the nation and using race war as the cover for it. That's officially in the New York Times yesterday. So I asked my guest, what do you want to get to next? We'll get back into the debate, some of the incredible things that happened there and their whole discussions over packing the court. But I think what you're saying, Hodge Twins, is front and center. The real America has never been more together, never been getting along better, never been more integrated and happy from my own personal life and experience. But if you tune into the media or you go to a college or a leftist area, everybody's freaked out. The colleges are resegregating people according to race so they can brainwash both groups, teach people to hate each other. This is so sick. What do you think they're planning? What do you see unfolding in 25 days?
Man. I mean, they're trying to divide this country. I think you said it best. They're actually teaching us to hate each other based on our skin color. It's like, I don't know how many times I'm cutting on YouTube and I see these clips because they're not showing this on the news. You see white people being attacked for being white.
Yeah.
Just getting our ass whooped for being white.
Yeah. Or being a Trump supporter. I mean, people saying we're going to have a race war. We're already in a race war.
Yeah. It's already starting.
Yeah.
It's just, it's going to be some event that's going to just put it in the forefront. I seen an old white guy, elderly guy in the 60s, and this kid just runs up and hits him in the back of the head with a brick, knocks him out cold.
Yeah. And I seen these whites getting jumped by multiple blacks and nobody's calling for what it is. It's a hate crime.
Yeah. Old white couple sitting down, just eating at a restaurant and Black Lives Matter come up and start drinking from their cups.
Yeah.
That's coming. I don't know why they want a race war because we're outnumbered.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if a race war do start, I'm painting myself white.
Yeah, I'm going in white face because white people got the numbers.
What you want a race war in this country? I can see if you wanted one in Africa.
You know what, Alex? These black people think they in a movie Sparta. They think they in a movie 300. Nah, that's just in the movies. Yeah. You ain't going to fight off thousands of hundreds of thousands of people defending themselves.
And white people are just being, I think white people are being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Cause I see with Black Lives Matter, there's a lot of white people out there doing damage too. And they actually hate their own race.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's weirdo white academics that are leading it.
Yeah. Right. And white people are falling for this. I'm like, it's nothing wrong with being white.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like,
and another thing, man, Joe Biden during his debate said Antifa is an idea and they keep calling this is a myth. While they're burning down inner cities and black people in their neighborhoods and Democrats are letting them do it. That's your neighborhood. That is not a myth. Antifa, that is not a myth. Those are the same people that's handing out bricks, handing out tools for people to tear down their own neighborhoods.
Well, by the way, there's nothing on tape of Trump saying the type of cliches that Joe Biden says. I never knew a lot of old racist white people, but I knew some. And that's exactly what they sounded like, Joe Biden. Trump's a complete, I mean, it's so ridiculous how obvious it is that Joe Biden passed all those laws to give black people bigger prison sentences.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what was that, the KKK members in the Senate for like 50 years?
Robert Byrd. Right.
Robert Byrd. I mean, he spoke at his funeral. He disavowed the Klan, but okay, let's look at this. This dude was in the Klan. He was a recruiter for the Klan. This dude was going to malls, going up to white people, say, hey boy, want to join the Klan?
That's what Robert Byrd did.
That's what he did.
And Joe Biden, he's worked closely with segregationists. I mean, and they continue to want Trump to denounce the KKK.
Yeah.
The only person that has any affiliation with the KKK is Joe Biden.
I agree. Joe Biden, they should be saying denounce the KKK because you eulogize the Grand Wizard or whatever the hell he was.
Yeah. Dude was a recruiter for the Klan. Not just in the Klan. He was recruiting too.
Right. I think he was one of the leaders in his state, like a wizard or something.
Yeah, I don't think he was a wizard.
Yeah.
What I checked.
He had his own cavern, whatever the hell that is.
He had his own, whatever.
It sounds like Dungeons and Dragons. He had like a.
Yeah, he had a clanburn. That's what his book said.
And the dude was a recruiter.
Yeah.
I mean. But Trump has to disavow the Klan, and he's done it repeatedly.
I'm sorry. He was an exalted cyclops.
Yeah, what the hell is a cyclops?
I'm sorry.
That sounds high up there. That's like the Pope of the KKK. Exalted cyclops.
Oh,
he was
God.
Up there.
You can't make this up.
Yeah, it's crazy. But
it sounds like they work with the communist Chinese or something. Like, you got dragons, you got wizards, you got cyclopses, like Game of Thrones. I'm sorry, it's not a laughing matter.
Right. Yeah, sometimes you got to laugh at these things, man. It's, you know, it makes it, you know, you got, you know what gets you through tough times like this, times that don't make a lot of sense. Is sometimes it just have a laugh, man, make a joke. And, you know, us on the right and conservatives and Republicans, we like to joke and have fun, but these people on the left, they lost their sense of humor. You say a certain joke, they get offended. It's like nobody can.
No, I agree. Let's take the Proud Boys. That's always been a group about being proud to be male, proud to be Western. If you're part of what they say you're white supremacist, they say Kyle Rittenhouse is. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine if we organized a group that was openly for all races and groups, but we had like, well, you're a unicorn and you're a jolly green giant. I mean, this is crazy.
Right.
Right. You're the exalted cyclops.
Exalted. So what do you think of Proud Boys? I think they've really been screwed over.
Oh, yeah. I've met many of them. They came to my shows.
Yeah.
They stood in my meet and greet lines. They paid hundreds of dollars to see me and buy my shirts. These people are not racist.
Yeah.
Not one of them has called me the N-word after my show. These are good people that are straight, they are conservative, and they're just proud of their heritage of being American.
Yeah.
Nothing more.
And they come from all races.
Yeah.
It's not just white people.
But that shows you what scares them is a bunch of men together.
Right. Yeah.
They want us divided.
But look how far they've taken that. The Proud Boys is a white supremacist group. The media is the most powerful organization in this country, and Malcolm X called this in the 60s. They can make the guilty look innocent and the innocent look guilty. They've got these people looking like they're white supremacists.
Yeah, and look at what the Hollywood has been doing ever since after the Joe Biden debate. You got celebrities, huge celebs, Kevin Hart spread misinformation.
Yeah.
Oh, the president has told the KKK to stand back. No, he did not. It was a warning to the Proud Boys because they knew the media was going to make them look like the bad guys.
Yeah.
And they're taking things way out of context. And it's like, I know Kevin Hart and I know these people in Hollywood. They can't be this stupid.
They can't be.
You can't be that stupid. You can't be that successful in life. You can't be that great. You cannot be a great comedian, a great business person, knowing that these people are not spreading this misinformation.
Yeah.
You can't be that stupid. You can't be that dumb.
Yeah.
Well, it's like The Rock. I really like Dwayne Johnson, but he said he was a Republican. He came out and endorsed Biden. These people are all owned by Hollywood. They're being ordered to do this.
They're puppets.
Yeah.
Sellouts. Yeah. Clowns.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
Actually, what they're doing is auditioning for the next movie roles.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing.
If they don't remain puppets, they will lose a lot of leeway in Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's why
they forced Kevin Hart to make that apology after something he said that was homophobic over a decade ago.
Yeah.
It's just, there was flex on them. Hey, I'm just letting you know, hey, if you don't stay in line with us, your career is over. That's why they did that to Kevin Hart. And he bowed down to the mob.
Yeah.
The problem with bending over is you got to do it every time they snap their fingers.
Yeah. Once you bend over once, you're going to bend over every week.
It gets easier and easier. Every time Bubba comes in your cell, say it's time.
You start to like it.
First time, it's rough.
Yeah, you start to like it. Man, Bubba's taking real good care of me. Don't even hurt anymore.
The Rock, like, bends over to Steven Spielberg.
Let's don't call him The Rock. He's the pebble now, Alex.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to break, take a few calls. Josh, Bob, Pete, Mike, and Steve want to talk to all of us. We got the Hodge twins here with us. They're kicking ass, and I got to say, they got the best T-shirts, too. How do people find your actual website? Where do people find those T-shirts?
OfficialHoggsTwins.com. That's our website. We've even thrown a sale, Alex, 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus.
Chinese Virus at Hodge Twins. All right. What's the website one more time?
OfficialHoggsTwins.com.
All right. And ours is InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got a big special that has to end soon. We've extended it for 3 days at PrepareWithAlex.com. The best deals on affordable food ever. Now get prepared. The globalist may be successful collapsing everything. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
stand back and stand by.
During our Save America InfoWars Money Bond sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack Power Stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet, and there are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. Well, if you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy, and communist China as their model. We must reject it now.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre. The future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. We are all being incrementally destroyed.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
OfficialHodgeTwins.com. It's key, I believe, to go to the actual URL of great people like this, because with the censorship and things, we have to build our sites in case they deplatform. The Hodge Twins are here with us. I'm going to host the fourth hour with an original founder of the Black Panther Party and one of the best orators I know, Larry Pinkney, who's been on fire for a long time, but particularly exposing the left and what's really going on. Not to be associated with the new Black Panther Party. That's another Soros-funded group. We're going to take a few phone calls. Josh, Bob, Pete, Mike, and Steve have been holding here with the Hodge Twins to talk about the election. But 25th Amendment, Pelosi already said, we're going to
fumigate him. Even if he says he wins, we'll have an inauguration somewhere else. Podesta was in the New York Times wargaming at a war game that the New York Times was on the line with 2 months ago, saying we're going to have the states secede. We're going to contest when we lose. We're going to bring the UN in if the U.S. military won't come in. Well, now the New York Times called for the U.S. military to be brought in. We were just covering that. But here's the new video. She just tweeted this. Tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow, come here tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the 25th Amendment to remove the president saying he's mentally ill. So they're getting ready to make their move. Look who's mentally ill up here with that damn mask and all the crazy stuff they're doing. Let's roll with this witch had to say.
When we hear people saying I'm young and I'm a perfect specimen, instead of addressing the fact that what 50,000 people were infected, reports to be infected yesterday, nearly 1,000 people died. What are we talking about here? Tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow, come here tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the 25th Amendment, but not to take attention away from the subject we have now. Okay, here's the
You talk about orange envy. She's wearing a orange outfit, if you're a radio listener, with a bunch of little oranges on her mask. And so, again, COVID-19 is Trump's fault. He has rallies. He's bad, but Democrats can have their rallies. They're going to try to say he killed everybody. It's his fault, with the UN coming in blaming us, China blaming us, Hodge twins. This is pretty damn obvious. The Democrats are a party that literally works with outside powers to bring down the country.
Yeah, and it is total evil. Just keep continuing to politicize this global pandemic on one man is asinine. Doesn't make sense. It's a virus. Nobody can stop a virus.
What about the weird ass orange? She's all wearing all orange.
I mean, she is matching. I thought matching got old. That was like an 80s or 90s thing, right? You can throw some black in there. A black mask would look just fine. You got to throw the oranges in that, too. Like, yeah. She going to church or something.
Yeah, she forgot that mask when she went to go get her hair blown out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And nobody. And Lightfoot says, I'm important. I get my hair done. Same thing with Pelosi.
Yeah.
She and fire her hairstylist.
Yeah, and Pelosi, when a lot of people forget, like, when Trump banned travel from China, where did she go? She went down to Chinatown and started hugging Chinese people.
And saying, don't listen to Trump. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Right. We need the airplanes landing.
Yeah, everything's just fine. And then when Fauci said, no, nobody needs to wear a mask, he used the science, right? Now all of a sudden, wear a mask and they blaming Trump for that. I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, if people would just pay attention to these evil people on the left, you would see they're just using you to gain power. That's all they're in this for.
Politicizing the crisis.
And the problem is the Republicans used to be kind of bad too, but man, compared to Republicans have gotten better with Trump and the conservative movement, and the Democrats have gotten worse. I mean, it's like, that's how it works. Things don't usually stay the same. They get better or worse. Republicans got better. Democrats got worse. You agree with that statement?
Oh yeah. To show you proof, look at the debate last night between Pence and Kamala. We're way better than the left. Not even the same ballpark.
Why do you think they couldn't field somebody better than Kamala Harris and Joe Biden?
You know what it is? They thought they paint this picture. She's a person of color. She's a black woman. They didn't pick her because she was well qualified. I mean, it showed in debate. She's a horrible debater.
She's a horrible person in general.
Yeah, she came off real condescending. She had me fooled there for a second. I thought, I said, maybe she is black because she came off like an angry black woman last night.
That's funny.
But, you know,
snobby.
Yeah, she's not qualified to be vice president. Showed last night. When it comes to Democrats, they don't look at people's qualifications. All they care about is what your race, your gender, your sexuality. They don't look at your qualifications anymore.
Which really dehumanizes you. Instead of looking at you as an individual, as Martin Luther King said, which makes sense. No, I look at you as what color you are. That's not right.
And it's weird. They call themselves progressive. They are regressive. This is that mindset, basing everything around your race. That's what led to white supremacy. Now you're having to. Black people, Latinos think that very same way, that very same mindset. And that's what's dividing this country. It's not the right. It's the left.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Steve in Idaho. You're on the air with the Hodge twins. What's your take on this situation?
Alex Jones, Master Jedi. Alex, when I was a kid, about 8 years old, I'm 66 now, my mom made a statement one day and it really stuck. She said, we need to get out of the UN. I said, what do you mean, Mom? She said, it's not good for us.
And boy, has the John Birch Society and all the right-wingers been proven right about the UN.
She was a diehard John Pert Society person. And you are the best thing that has happened to this planet.
Ah, I don't know about that, but I sure as hell am not rolling over to the UN takeover.
A theory, and it's a diehard. Exit only. Nobody's getting to Alex Jones.
Well, brother, God bless you. You got any take on what's happened with this election? Any comments for the Hodge twins?
Trump or die.
Well, God bless you.
That's what it boils down to.
God bless you, Stephen. God bless your mother. Man, I tell you, Hodge twins, I don't know about your family or stuff, but I remember old timers when I was like little, UN takeover, world government, cashless society, computers running your life. When I was a kid, I thought they were full of it. Then I went to college, they were admitting it all, but saying it was good. Were those old-timers, did you know any old-timers like that that saw all this 50 years ahead, 30 years ahead?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I thought they was crazy. You know?
Turns out we was crazy.
Yeah. You know, when you're young and you're coming up in life, you think you know everything, and you listen to your parents and your grandparents, like, oh, you just old, you just senile. Nah. Looking back on it, those people speaking a lot of sense. Wasn't aware of what was going on in life.
A lot of times you just got to learn shit the hard way.
Yeah.
That's right. And of course, you know, the main cohort of the UN is now Chinese.
Right. Right. Chinese.
I think another thing is Chinese, but they're under a communist enslavement army and follow orders like robots. So I don't dislike them because they're Chinese. I dislike them because they're under a communist system and are a robot.
Yeah, we don't hate them because of their nationality or race or anything. It's about your ideas and what you stand for. Nobody here in America, we stand for freedom. Yeah. We stand, especially here on the right, man. We believe in limited government. We believe in freedom. We don't believe in some government telling us how to live our lives.
Yeah, remember, Trump wanted a military parade to thank the military, but also show China what we got. And the media said, that's fascist. You can't, but our media praises this with Xi Jinping.
It's crazy. It's just like people don't pay attention to what the left is pushing.
Yeah.
They're hypocrites.
Yeah.
The hypocrisy is, you can see it every day. All you have to do is look. It's just that people are so biased on the left, they're not seeing it.
Yeah.
And Antifa calls himself anti-fascist. They are the fascist one.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan said it best. He said, if fascism ever comes to America, it's going to come through liberalism.
That's right.
I thought he was an old, crazy white man. Looking back on it, he was making a lot of sense.
Absolutely. Let's take one more call, and I'm going to let you guys go, get back to your important work. I'll come back and take a few more calls ahead of Larry Pinkney. Let's talk to Josh in Florida. You're on the air with the Hodge twins.
How you doing, Alex? I just wanted to give a shout-out to your products real quick. My two favorite are the iodine and the vitamin mineral fusion. Everybody can go to sustainabledevelopment.un.org. You can click on the resource tabs, and you can see all their publications. They pretty much... they lay it out for you. There's going to be gender neutral, sustainable cities, and it's all going to happen. Back on December 17th, 2019, I spoke to you and we talked about the apex of the vision, and you called out, be prepared for an attack by another country or organization. And I keep thinking about that, and I just can't believe how that was able to come about. And then I called again in February and talked about...
I'll tell you what, I'm out of time with the Hodge twins. Stay there, don't hang up. I'll come back to you, Josh. And then we're going to Rob and Pete and Mike. And then we got Larry Pinkney coming up. Hodge twins, you guys are amazing. People can find your great YouTube and Twitter and all the wonderful things you do. Closing 30-second statement.
This election is coming up. Don't take it for granted.
Yeah.
I mean, I was listening to the... debate reaction last night, and they're saying Biden's 16 points ahead. I don't know if that's true or not, but I implore everybody, we need to get out and vote. This country is at a crossroads.
Yeah.
Trump needs to get 4 more years so we can keep this country going in the right direction. Because if Biden and Kamala Harris get in there,
they're going to pack the courts. They're going to try to defuse that separation of powers of our government. They're going to push to have a liberal
absolutely
agenda.
Hodge twins, God bless you, and thanks for joining us. We'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to jam in a few final calls and get Larry Pinkney on, and then Owen Schroyer and the War Room is coming up. But that was a last hour. It was another powerful hour. Thanks to all of you.
The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we're given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell, to track everything we do, is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best, and we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got one.
You're the devil.
All right, Larry Pinkney's coming up. I'm going to take your phone calls right now. I really appreciate all of you. I think about our ancestors, people before us that knew about this way ahead of it, and how dead on they were. But that's because the globalists were already in government and the military promoting this. So people were in the meetings, and they heard it. People tried to recruit them. They didn't just try to recruit, people that they thought were going to go along with. They tried to recruit everybody. All right, let's go ahead and go back to Josh. Josh in Florida, you're on the air finishing up the point you were making about this apex. Go back and re-describe that for me.
Yes, Alex. So back in December 17th, 2019, I had called and talked about we reached the apex of division. And after I made that point, you said we are at the apex. There's going to be a crescendo, and watch out for another organization or another country to pull something. And then this coronavirus happened, and I had called in again in February, and I said that this was a pincer attack between the World Health Organization and China. And you could go to sustainabledevelopment.un.org. You could see the plan there. And my concern is, after four more years of Trump, these people know how to play the long game. They don't care. And my concern is the Republican Party after Trump, after four more years.
Yeah, people have to accept the full evil of the New World Order and then resist it and realize there's no quarter. All of it's a fraud, and we've got to dismantle the whole damn thing. And I think Trump starting to pull out of the UN is the right direction. The UN must be dissolved and eradicated. It is a criminal organization set up by the Rockefellers.
But they even state in Agenda 2030 that by any means necessary, they're going to achieve their goal. And that is, like, literally at the bottom of that document. So they don't care about your state. They don't care about your constitution. They don't care about your country. They're gonna come in, and they don't care how long it takes, but they're going to do whatever they can. So the Republican Party, don't put all your hopes in Trump. We gotta stay vigilant.
No, I totally agree with you. We've got to do it ourselves with God's help. Thank you, Josh. Great points. Okay, who's been holding the longest now? That would be Bob in New York. Bob, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Love you, man.
Love you.
Listen, man, we talked, you know, going on that last guy. You did predict something when you were on the phone with me. One time I talked to you right after you shaved your head. You were asking, what are they going to do next? What are they going to do next? And it was, I said, you know, our lady before me that day said, oh, I think they're going to kill 3,000 people. And I called in and said, you know, what does 3,000 people mean to them? And I said, probably a pandemic. And you had already, you've been talking about it for years. But that was January or February. You didn't want to admit that this might actually happen. It was scary for a little while. So, you know, I'm an out-of-work personal trainer in New York, so do the math. Count up how many gyms are open and see how happy I am, right?
And, but all the big box stores, they're open. They can be open, but you can't. See how sick that is? You're not essential, but Walmart is. Target is.
Right?
BS.
No, health is not official. Every homeless person would be dead. Every mailman, every liquor store owner would be dead if this was for real. But anyway, I wanted to answer your question earlier about the cashless society or the UN and tie in the cashless society. And another, this isn't a vision. This is something I think your writer should be getting on, is about the crypto cashless society, because it makes it sexy and the stimulus checks may go that way. And I think you guys are missing out on something. Don't call Kaiser, because Kaiser thinks Bitcoin is the only thing. But there's stuff that's out there that's bigger and better, smaller and better, actually greener and better. And it's the cloud. And if he puts the stimulus checks on crypto, everybody's going to sign up for it. And that's how much we're worth. $1,200, we sell our soul for a wallet. And there's already legislation. This isn't my speculation. There's crypto Twitter is alive with this. You got to research it. I could tell you, you know, where it could go. Trump could save us from this cult. If you were the cult.
Very interesting. Send me an email about it or call back in. This is important. I'll be right back.
For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100-plus years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind.
You were always on my mind. I'm taking a final call here and then play a very special video and then get to Larry Pinkney, who's here with us. We're really honored to have him. But let's go ahead and talk to Pete in Michigan. Pete, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Thank you very much for your time, Alex. You have wonderful products. They've honestly changed my life. I refer everybody to your products as well. So
thank you.
Thank you for that. Hodge twins are great. What I have to say, though, is with the debate last night, Kamala Harris, I mean, the Democrats say what they're going to do. I'm from Michigan. Look at Governor Whitmer, whatever you want to call her up here. And I mean, anything that they want to do, they say that they're going to do. Kamala Harris, she's saying that she's supposedly going to open up the economy. Well, Whitmer is continuing to shut everything down. I mean, you don't have to look very far to see what their agenda is. I mean, they can try to lie and look at the camera all they want and whimper and have that fake tear come rolling down their eyes. when her mom is looking down from her, is what she said last night in the debate. Kamala Harris looking down from her. I said, yeah, looking down or looking up. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, you just said it. They want to bankrupt the country. They want to keep it locked down. Clearly, a militia was planning to kidnap her in Michigan. That's a false flag, you know, right on time. They're honest about it. I mean, I think Trump needs to move with interstate commerce clauses against it. The Supreme Court there already said what she's doing is illegal. And then here comes the FBI to the rescue of Governor Whitmer.
Yep, exactly. I mean, we could all see what's going to happen. I guarantee several more stages like this before the election on these quote-unquote governors who are doing exactly what they think is right, quote, you know, air quotes.
I mean, does she not just look like a villain? Just like Governor of California? I mean, she just looks like a crook. And I don't go off how somebody looks, but, man, you know, the governor of California, she just looks evil.
Yep, those eyes, that big, crazy, phony smile. Anytime she ever talks about a lockdown, it's always for the betterment of the health. Stay inside, stay safe is just getting nailed into everybody's heads. And now you got people that are even afraid to go outside and get some vitamin D. You know?
Yeah, well, asking where she's going next. Yeah, the UN says the lockdown never ends. The forced inoculations don't end it. The model is permanent martial law. And it's this power cult. They put all this scum in, and they're doing it. God bless you. Meanwhile, China's open for business. All right. I want to play this short 2.5-minute clip of Larry Pinkney that got millions of views on Facebook, millions of views on other sites. And, of course, they took it down. Folks re-uploaded it. It's got hundreds of thousands of views again. It's posted up at band.video. I'll give you the title of it in a moment. But first, I just want to remind listeners, we're not going to be here on air without you. And that's why we're doing a fundraiser. Haven't done one in about a year and a half, because it costs a lot of money to pay for the lawyers, to pay for all the regulations, all the cyber stuff, all of the IT, the crew, the equipment. Nobody built something like this because it's hard to build something like this, because it's expensive to build something like this. But because of you supporting us and spreading the word and all the great guests and hosts we have, we still reach millions and millions of people. And used to, we were 50-50 a joke online. Now you look at the comments on YouTube, like 95% are positive. And I talked, Joe Rogan called me up and other big national talk shows. They said, yeah, you're right about all this. We can't believe it. And, you know, they go on their shows and say, yeah, Jones is right. I mean, other big Fox host, other big radio hosts. And it's not about, oh, look, people say Alex Jones is right. We've been proven out of all these different dogmas and lies and left, right, and all. We just have a human message of freedom against the globalists and their eugenics message, and people are resonating with it. So we can't stay on air without your support. We have big sales at InfoWarsStore.com. They extended the sale at PrepareWithAlex.com on the highest quality storable food you're going to find anywhere for 3 days, with a $300 discount on a 6-month supply, $600 on a year supply, $160 on 3-month supply, and a bunch of other discounts at PrepareWithAlex.com. They've extended it 3 days, and then that's it. They haven't done a special like this in 5 years. They've extended it a few days, now a few days more, 3 days, 12 hours, 47 minutes. I believe you need storable food. This is high quality, and it funds our operation. And then separately, we have the Everything Must Go InfoWars special that's running right now on all of our products, like Winter Sun, high-quality vitamin D3, and Brain Force Plus, the great brain-boosting nootropic. All of these are 30 to 60% off, free shipping, and that funds our operation. So it's your word of mouth, it's your prayer, it's your support, and I want to thank you. I'm not bitching saying you need to be here supporting us. I'm thanking you, but just saying we have already over 50 lawsuits filed by the DNC-funded groups, knocked out all but 7. And by the grace of God, knock on wood, they've not been filing more in a long time. And they know they're getting beaten. And I know Bloomberg and Soros and others fund them. That's on record. And so we're winning there too. They want us off the air so bad. They can taste it. They can feel it. They can smell it. But because of you, we're still on air. But I've had to stop writing checks to other organizations and other groups and flying in a bunch of guests and flying our crew everywhere, because we've got cut down so much over the years that we just don't have it. So I need to come to you with hat in hand for my future, for your future, and say, please support this independent operation. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. We have triple Patriot points. We never do that. Should have said that. That's 15% off on your future order. These are the biggest sales in our history because if Trump doesn't win, we're probably going to lose everything anyway. So I just need to have funds to operate as long as I can. So it's our emergency SOS sale. Please take advantage of it. Here's the powerful 2.5-minute video with Larry Pinkney. Then we'll come back after the break with him. Here he is with one of the most powerful speeches. This blows away Martin Luther King. Here it is.
Right in front of our very eyes, we are seeing the globalist deep state at work. Black Lives Matter and Antifa. What a terrible, terrible blight upon all people. Antifa, which they claim means anti-fascist, is absurd, ludicrous, and totally opposite of what they claim to be. They are not anti-fascist. They are the fascists. Black Lives Matter, it's a ruse, R-U-S-E. If Black Lives Matter, then why don't we do something about what is happening, blacks on black, killing blacks, in places like Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, Washington, D.C. It's an endless list that won't be missed. So the bottom line here is that it's about divide, confusion, chaos, and conquer. What we're watching here is insanity. And particularly the deep state Democrats and their seditious, despicable, lying media are fanning the flames. I urge all of my brothers and sisters, don't go for the ghosts. Okay? Don't be duped, hoodwinked, bamboozled. Okay? Understand that we are in this struggle as patriots, as U.S. citizens, together. What we have on our side is we have each other. Each other. And that's extremely powerful. And that's something that the media, the deep state, Democrats, and the Rhino Republicans, for that matter, they don't want you to know that. They want you to think that you're alone. You're by yourself. You're not alone. You're not by yourself. And there are a lot of people, millions, millions, who are thinking just like you. This is our republic. This is all about fun and games and hurting people and destroying, not building, not serving the people, body and soul, but the exact opposite. So I plead with, implore with, to all my brothers and sisters of all colors, get a grip on reality. Stop this madness. Stop this insanity. And those who won't stop it need to be stopped.
ElectionCenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. Most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out and says he's going to take action once reelected against big tech. I mean, he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned InfoWars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets them. Oh, yeah.
Stand back and stand by.
During our Save America InfoWars Money Bond Sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off.
One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack Power Stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the Answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Settles, which he probably never will. He should have Larry Pignon for a couple hours or flying down there in studio. Oh, he's got to take care of family and stuff. She's been unable to. We'll go up to him and get the real history of the Black Panther Party and the Civil Rights Movement versus what Soros has done and what they've set up. And follow him at reality_1. Larry Pinkney is a veteran of the Black Panther Party, one of the founders, the former Minister of Interior, the Republic of New Africa, a former political prisoner, and the only American to have successfully self-offered his civil political rights case to the United Nations under the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. So he knows about the UN. In connection with his political organizing activities in opposition to voter suppression, Pinkney was interviewed again in 88 on the national televised PBS NewsHour, formerly known as the Daniel NewsHour, and hundreds of other programs, including this one, in the last 15 years. BlackCommentator.com. He's a editorial board member of that. And he joins us here. BlackActivistWG.org is the main site. BlackActivistWG.org. So, Larry, this is a shorter segment, long segment coming up. I'm going to try to shut up and give you the floor because I know when you get going, you get going. The current world, who the players are, where you see it, what you see unfolding. God bless you, my friend. I mean, you're always great on the show, but the stuff you did 6 months ago, a month ago, all of it has really gone super viral, despite all the attempts to suppress you. So we just love you and we love your spirit, my friend.
Well, first and foremost, I want to thank you, my brother Alex. I want to also say my greetings or send my greetings to Darren McBreen, to David Knight, to Owen Schroyer, to Daria, to every single one of you glorious patriots who are fighting for our republic. And as we used to say back in the day, and I still say today, all power to the people. Keep it real. Make it real. So first, thank you, Alex. Keep on keeping on.
Absolutely. We the people. So where are we currently? You got the floor.
All right. Where we are currently is we're standing up against what some call a quote-unquote color revolution. Now, the color revolution is something that George Soros, Bill Gates, and a bunch of other creatures are supporting. What is a so-called color revolution? It's all about destabilizing governments, particularly governments who are in opposition to the globalists. That's what the so-called color revolution is about. That's why you see all this insanity and lunacy talking about defund the police, right? Defund them, all right? Defund these politicians, the Democrats in particular, who are all about self, self, self. Not you, 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 or us, but self, self, self. And they will lie, steal, and cheat to do any and everything they can. Understand the history of the Democrat Party, all right? Understand that the Democrat Party founded the Ku Klux Klan. Understand that Joe Biden, that old crusty white racist, all right, that Democrat, all right? Understand that his close buddy and friend, all right, is the late, and he is certainly not great, the late Robert Byrd. And who was Robert Byrd? Robert Byrd was a big time leader of the KKK, all right, and recruiter for the Ku Klux Klan. Let's be clear about that. The Democrats have not changed their spots, All right. They have not. What they have done is they have become even more insidious. The Democrats are not only about hating President Donald Trump and the First Lady Melania. They are about hating and trying to destroy you, us. Understand that. This is no joke. This is real. So we, the people, must come together as we are doing. We must unite. Black, white, brown, red, yellow. We must unite. We also must understand that the Democrat Party, as difficult as this might be to swallow, the Democrat Party today, at this juncture in time in history, the Democrat Party is akin to the Chinese Communist Party. Why do I say that? Because they push the same narrative of the Chinese Communist Party. They play the same insipid, disgusting, dangerous game as the Chinese Communist Party. So this is where we are today. We need to clearly understand that our republic is in peril. I repeat, our republic is in peril. We must understand. And speaking of the UN, the UN has shown itself to be a debacle against everyday ordinary people. And I know what I'm talking about. All right. I know what I'm talking about. I have dealt with the UN and the only U.S. citizen and Black Panther Party veteran to have successfully years ago won a case at the UN. All right. So please wake up, do something about it. There are some states in the United States that have, quote, early in-person, and I repeat, in-person voting. If you want to, utilize that, but do it in-person. And certainly if you don't do that, make sure you vote for the president on Election Day. That's what I have to say for now to begin with. Again, much love to you and all my brothers and sisters, Alex, at InfoWars. All power to the people.
Absolutely. Larry, when you look at the communist Chinese, nothing against the Chinese people, but the communist Chinese are very racist, very insular, the most homogeneous group in the world, arguably. They admittedly are funding. I look at the end of these race war shows where show whites and blacks killing each other on Netflix. It's always funded by one of their major movie houses that China owns. They're at the UN saying America should be dissolved because we're a bad racist country and because we're mean to black people when they won't even take black people in China. It's just asinine to watch a foreign power working with the Democrats, as you said, who are simpatico. I mean, the Democrats are not in charge of the Chinese and they're not in charge of them. I agree. It's like they're married and they're just like in unison. I would think Americans would reject an authoritarian state that's killed more people than Hitler controlling us.
I would think so too, my brother. The point is that the Democrats have are in concert with an insidious mockingbird media, a media which is nothing more than a propaganda machine against the people of this country. Let's understand that. I am not exaggerating. This is real. So let's understand this. If we understand what we're up against, then we can defeat it.
That's right. You used a key word even better than simpatico, concert. You can have a whole 100-piece band, and they're all perfectly tuned, and it's all the exact same attack. And when you That's see right. it, it gives me chills. Like, you know, people better take this seriously because they're saying they're going to try to cause a civil war. They're going to try to use getting black folks to riot as the cover. They admit that. And there's got to be a way to stop this because this is going to hurt every American except people like the globalists who aren't even Americans. We'll be right back with Larry Pinkney.
This is your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-Pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find where you take
half the pills in the morning, half the caps and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get a power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now where you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci. And I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, well, you know, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things, and I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do, and he now says you're going to take the shots. And, of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel. Leave your home until you take all the shots. Dr. Gates, I mean Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. Baby may be much more manageable, just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me, because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, Eddie Van Halen, a great guitarist, is dead, but his music lives on, and he lives on for his wife and children. Larry Pinkney is our guest here today, and I really do respect his views on this, and I really do want to get his perspective on it. I don't just ask these questions to hear somebody else talk, because he'll a lot of times come up with angles that I hadn't really thought of, but that turn out to be really accurate. That's what we do here, is we brainstorm with our guests and our callers. We're all here interfacing in a mind meld. You come together and come to the higher level. That's how we'll overcome these evildoers. But I look at a Bill Gates, I look at a Dr. Fauci, I look at them and I go study who they are. And then I find out literal people that created the Nazis. I mean, you know, the Nazis were like little sidekicks of Bill Gates' grandfather and father, and, you know, his mother heading up IBM, and he's a front group to carry out eugenics. And then I see him on TV going, yeah, 80% of you that take my shot will get hurt, and it won't even protect you, and your life's never the same. And then it comes out in the Associated Press 2 weeks ago, oh, most of the polio's from Bill Gates' vaccine. Yeah, a bunch of kids died from it, so what? So what really concerns me is they're normalizing it. There's a point where they're beta testing and covering something up. But now they come out with Tuskegee-level crimes, or bigger. We're talking hundreds of thousands of kids they give polio to. And they just go, oh, big deal. They just hide it. So is it that AP's good suddenly, which they aren't normally, and they're... Or is it just they're normalizing it when Bill Gates is on TV and he goes, yeah, sorry, 700,000 of you are going to get real sick or die. Sorry. He starts smiling, and then he's on other shows and they go, yeah, the economy will never reopen. And he goes, I know. Is this a psychotic celebration? I mean, what is this where we wake up and he's in charge of all the medical stuff worldwide and he's laughing at us? I mean, is he trying to get us to come? You're a smart guy. I'm serious. I don't know why he's doing it. Why do you think he's doing it? Larry, he's just completely insane?
I think he's doing it because he can get away with it, or at least for the time being. He's doing it because he can. And this is where we the people come in. We are the ones who can stop him from doing it. We are the ones who have to expose not only him today, but his background. You see, this is what so many of our brothers and sisters do not do enough of. They need to research. Find out who these people are. Research. Find out who they are. The Mockingbird insidious media, which is just a propaganda machine, will never, ever tell you who these people actually are. Okay? What they come from, what they're all about, and what they're still all about. All right? So we the people must take action. First of all, we need to wake the heck up. All right? It does not matter what the insidious mockingbird vomit stream, and I call them vomit stream because they simply regurgitate the same talking points. But you can combat that. We can combat that by researching for ourselves. All right? And this is what's absolutely imperative that we do. But more or just as importantly, we must, at this critical juncture in time in history, we must, and I say this again, we must stand up for President Donald J. Trump and this republic. We are in peril. I cannot overemphasize that. The Democrats have become one and the same with the Chinese Communist Party. I never would have thought I would hear myself saying this 10 or 15 years ago. But the fact is, they are synonymous at this juncture with the Democrat Party. They don't give a damn about the fact that our president and first lady were infected by a virus that was released by who? By the Chinese Communist Party. They talk about racism. They talk about racism when they are the racists. They talk about fascism when they are the fascists. Just check out George Soros. Just check out Bill Gates. Just check out the criminal families that people like Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, they've all got literal Nazi eugenics pedigrees that are the biggest. If they were a dog, they'd be a purebred whatever. I mean, they're the top of it.
They are. They're absolutely the top of it. And all we're seeing at this point is the tip of the iceberg. You know, 80 to 90% of an iceberg is underwater. We're seeing the tip. We're seeing people like James Comey. We're seeing people who have subverted this nation, this republic. We have got to put the brakes on it now, right now. No.
I totally agree. You know, when you said earlier what it is it's an arrogance, it's a gloating. And when I used to read criminology books, because I was big into studying history, I thought it's ridiculous that there are certain types of criminals. But you learn criminal types are more kind of OCD, to simplify it. They operate in certain ways. So once you know how a criminal operates, you've kind of got that criminal signature. And that's what, like in cartoons, the villain gloats. And it's true.
Right.
Villains gloat, and he's gloating over us.
He's gloating over us once again because he thinks we are so dumbed down that we have been so bamboozled that we do not have a clue. But he's wrong. We do have a clue. And every day, more and more people are waking up, an increasing amount of people, be they black, white, brown, red, yellow. U.S. citizens are awakening to
and I agree. And the attempt at race war is their desperation. They actually know we're winning. The gloating is a confidence act because he's scared. I know people, and they even admit it now. He was gloating a few months ago. They're scared now, and they should be.
They should be, and we have to make sure that there's plenty of reason for them to be scared. You know, when a dog, and I like dogs, don't get me wrong, but when a dog or another animal is cornered, what will that animal do? That animal will strike out viciously. So yes, they're scared, but we need to be totally awake and understand that they intend to strike, and that's what they've been doing. Come on, let's use our common sense. It is no coincidence that our president and first lady were infected and that overwhelmingly Republicans have been infected. This is not a coincidence. For God's sake, wake up. Use your common sense. All right?
And that's no, I agree. I've said day one that the Democrats have more weaponized versions. They're spreading.
That's right. That's right. And as Nancy Pelosi said, and I quote, we have more arrows, quote unquote, in our quiver. All right? We know what that quiver is about. But guess what, my brothers and sisters? We have our own quiver. And it's called We the People. And we will not stand down.
I agree with you. I know you talk to a lot of community folks around the country and the world every day. What is the sense? I get confidence from you. I think you're saying the pulse of the people strong.
The pulse of the people is not only strong, you're absolutely correct, but it is getting stronger every day. The more the mockingbird, insidious, vomit stream, regurgitating media puts out their propaganda, the more people are saying, wait a minute, let me check this out for myself. We are getting stronger. And as I've said before, we are not alone. We are not the racists. We are not the fascists. They are. And people are waking up to that reality.
I agree with you. Here's the problem. The enemy keeps doubling down as they know they're losing. How much can they double down more? A war? What are they going to do as Trump pulls our troops out?
Well, of course, they're going to do all that they can. But the more that they do, it's like a boomerang. A boomerang. It will continue to boomerang on them the more we the people, black, white, brown, red, yellow, U.S. citizens, we the people awaken and say no more. And brother, we have got to win this because at stake is our republic.
I agree with you. Let's talk about how they're going to try to win. They know Trump's going to win right now. They're going to try to engage in fraud. They're going to try to trigger a race war as the cover for what they're doing. They admit it with the Chinese globalists and all of them backing it. What Larry Pinkney thinks we should all do on the other side. It's do or die time, folks. This is game time for everything. Stay with us.
The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we're given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell and to track everything we do is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best. And we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane. The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. Well, if you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy, and communist China as their model. We must reject it now.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that. They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control. The future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. We are all being incrementally destroyed.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Larry Pinkney is really kicking butt. And I'm going to come in tonight. Last night I didn't come in because they were covering the debate. They're doing a great job. But we've got Warren with Damian Felder, Leo Zagami, and Fleckus Talks with Owen Schroyer. Jay Dyer then hosts an hour, then Election Countdown with Yana Lorraine. You know, I'll probably just come in and co-host with her because there's a lot that needs to be covered, at least an hour with her. That Rex and Pat Riley, that should be interesting. Maybe I should host with my son, 9 to 10 p.m. Owen Schroyer and Rob Dew, then 10 to midnight, and they're going to end the transmission. Just don't forget, it's listener-supported. We got big sales, InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to keep us on air, that'd be great. BlackActivistWG.org, if you'd like to reach out to Larry Pinkney or have him on your show. He's a great guest. Or if you'd like to find some of the writings and work he's done. He comes on for like 15 years, never asked for donation, never asked for support. Larry, you got important work. I know you stay there, have a community you take care of. But how do people support you, or how do they magnify the important work you're doing?
All I want people to do, my dear brother. And by the way, I forgot to mention Rob Dew. Love you, Rob. All I want people to do is to spread my message. I'm not important, but my message is extremely important.
No, I know. So how do people do that?
Okay. I'd love for people to go on to reality_1, the number one, which is on Twitter. I'd love for people to not simply follow me, but to retweet the message. I repeat.
Exactly. The currency you want is liberty and humans coming together.
That is correct. Nothing more, nothing less.
You want real love, the opposite of George. What a vicious Nazi collaborator. Literal overthrows countries, bankrupts people's currencies to steal people's savings, and then they call him the best guy ever, and all he wants is hate and division. What a demon. How could you work tirelessly for 50 years, even before that, as a Nazi collaborator to destroy people and to do that? What a monster.
Because he is demonic. He is a lunatic, and to be blunt, he's demonic. But you know, I'm not a biblical scholar per se, but one of my favorite quotes from the Bible is found at the book of James, chapter 2, verse 26, that makes it clear. I'm paraphrasing, all right? But it says that faith, which we should all have, faith without works is dead. We must have faith, and we must show our faith through our works. And this is what the deep state globalists simply cannot stand, is works. Oh my God, those people have faith and they have works. You better believe it. And that's what it's all about. Let's come together, stick with each other, get over our little petty little differences. At stake is everything. Our republic, everyday, ordinary, black, white, brown, red, yellow citizens of this country. That's all I ask. I don't ask for your money. I don't ask for, give the money to InfoWars. Support InfoWars. But please, not only spread their message, which is also my message, please spread it. And I
Well, let's be clear. We have a very humble audience, just like you're humble. But this is key. The whole big tech censorship, all of it, because they can't win if the truth gets out. We're very close to winning. So people think, oh, I'm just a little person sharing this video once it's archived to band.video of Larry Pinkney today. Or I'm just sharing a little article. I know somebody criticized me doing it. No, no. That's what causes a chain reaction. Like you said, we're just the tip of the iceberg. The listeners are the big iceberg. They're everything. And we need the big iceberg to counter the enemy.
That is absolutely correct. And for every brother and sister listener out there, you are incredibly important. And remember that. Never forget that. You are incredibly important. People sometimes on Twitter and other platforms say, oh, well, I only have. Don't worry about what you have. Put your message out there, because I guarantee you people are seeing it. And that is how humanity will win.
That's right. When the system tries to suppress you, like these Twitter executives are on video going, oh, this guy had a few thousand followers. He was reaching people. We shadow banned him, and now he's all depressed and quit. No, you find other accounts, other ways, other things. Start your own thing. The point is that they want to make you feel small. When they try to suppress you, fight back even stronger. And instead of like, oh, that weight's heavy, I'm weak. Let's say there was a 200-pound deadlift and you weren't that strong. You tried to pick it up for a while and you couldn't do it. You try to pick it up enough times, you'll be able to pick it up. Pretty soon you'll pick it up over your head. It's going to be easy. So when they try to suppress you and lay on you and make you feel weak, no, you use that pressure to just say, I'm pushing. And, you know, it's not going to happen today or tomorrow, even next month. But one day you'll be able to take that person metaphysically and throw them around like they're a rag doll.
Absolutely. And remember, David and Goliath, we are David and Goliath must meet his fate.
Beautifully said. Obviously, these are insane times, but other messages, other things you'd like to transmit to this audience, Larry Pinkney, on such a huge time. Well, I mean, I asked it earlier. I don't want to go there, but I know you're as smart as I am or smarter. You've been around longer, so you're wiser. I don't think people understand it. I can tell you're getting chills at a gut level. If these people get in, they've said they're coming after everybody. They're going to bring us to our knees. They're going to teach us because we're uppity Americans that stood up to their world government. What does it look like if Trump loses, sir?
I hate to even think about it, frankly, but I can tell you this, that if the only way that Trump will lose is if the Democrats and their little BLM Klantifa, and I did say Klantifa, fascist allies, steal the election. The people are waking up far more now than even in 2016 when President Trump won. The only way he will lose is if they steal the election, and we will not allow that to happen. And if it does, then we're going to have to find other options to make sure these creatures, I won't call them people.
I was about to say, creatures, they want us to concede. We're not going to concede. We just have to fight it. And if it comes, we don't want war on the streets, but if they keep pushing, we're going to defend ourselves.
We must do that. That is what we as human beings and as Americans must do. There is no question about
that. Did you notice in the
that.
Debate, they said to Trump, are you going to tell your supporters not to be violent? And Trump goes, we've done nothing, but we'll defend ourselves.
You damn right. And that's not violence. Self-defense is not violence. Self-defense is defending you, your family, your home, your property. That's called self-defense. And how dare they talk about us being violent when they are the most insidiously despicable, violent creatures in this nation.
What do you want to say to the useful idiot blacks, whites, some Hispanics, mainly black and white, that are going randomly into neighborhoods, attacking houses and stuff? Don't they get Soros is trying to get them to trigger off a racial event?
They don't get that. I say to them, wake the freak up. Get real. You know what? Wake up. Stop being pawns and tools. Stop being utilized. This is your country, your republic. Act like it. Support it. Protect it. And again, I say, as we said back in the 60s and 70s, all power to the people. Stop being used. Or as Malcolm said, stop being bamboozled. And I know and I believe and trust that you have enough sense and integrity to know that.
In closing, Larry, please join us again soon. You're on fire. What would Martin Luther King in 60 seconds, and then what would Malcolm X in 60 seconds from your history, and I know knowing some of those guys, what would they say right now?
They would say, stand up. It is not about the color of your skin. It is about the content of your character. They would say, stand up. Be strong for this republic. Be strong. Do not succumb. Do not succumb. We are all in this together. Wake up. That is what both Martin and Malcolm would have said. And their spirit is still with us.
That's right. Malcolm was an amazing orator and very smart, but he woke up a little later that there was manipulation, and that's why they got rid of him. Larry Pinkney, very, very powerful black activist, WG.org. And you said the most important thing is your Twitter for people to follow. Give that again one more time. That is @reality_1. Thank you so much. And please join us again in the next week, sir. We love you.
Like you, brother. Love you. Stay strong. Take care. Oh, power to the people.
Thank you. And then the power of the people's here, folks. Listeners, this dog don't hunt without you. Owen Schroyer's got a bunch of great guests. He's loaded for bear. He's about to take over. Go to 2020electioncenter.com. Take the big live feed at InfoWars and just say, hey, here's the forbidden news you're not supposed to see. On your email list, on your text message. You do that, there's millions of you. It does a chain reaction. They're so scared of you. They're so scared you're going to do that. Great job of the crew. And you're going to have Donna Lorraine tonight, 7 to 9. Rex Jones and Pat Riley. A couple of my favorite people, but they're both goofballs. We'll see how that goes tonight. Commercial free. All of it at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And then Owen Schroyer and Rob do come back in. I'm going to have to be up here tonight. Stay with us.